We are in the midst of the end of the beginning of a new world war, an energy war, and more. It's Wednesday. We're live.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Well, President Trump has said hundreds of times in the last 100 plus days, we're in day 137 of this disastrous war. He's been saying since the weekend that, oh, they're out of missiles and they can't close the Strait of Hormuz and we've won and the regime has been changed. Oh, we got a peace deal. They're sinking Israeli tankers and ships. That's footage of that on screen for TV viewers. Thousands of missiles and drones fired by Iran hitting more than 10 countries. Israel's basically threatened to nuke Iran if they hit them with any missiles. Iran said, we're getting ready to hit you. They've threatened to destroy Israel's nuclear reactor. U.S. ships, Kuwaiti ships have been hit at port. This is hands down, and it's being reported by the military think tank experts, this is hands down the largest, most intense fighting and the most bombs being exchanged and missiles by both sides since this war exploded 137 days ago after Israel drug us into it. This is an unmitigated disaster. I intend to open the phones up today and get into all of this and so much more. The IRGC, that's the Iranian military, vows not a drop of oil and gas will be exported from the region amid sustained cross-Gulf fighting. It's a regional war now. Trump tells Netanyahu to return troops from Syria and Lebanon as concerns over escalation of greater Israel grow with the Gulf allies. It's a big deal that Israel always denied. They're now admitting to be provocative. Israel's trying to play the villain here, ladies and gentlemen. In the region, America scored a major victory yesterday afternoon. The U.S. Senate voted 50-46 to block Netanyahu's attempted coup plan to merge with the U.S. military. They're still going to try to bring it back, but it buys time. Massey's bill to remove Section 119, it was Section 224, they've changed the legislation where it's at. We'll be getting to all of that today. Trump demands ICE restart traffic stops despite two fatal shootings in a week. Well, I mean, these people are resisting, and it's dropping the bucket compared to how many citizens have been killed by illegal aliens. This is not going to be perfect, and so we can't be paralyzed by this, and that's basically what's happened. According to my sources, like Bovino and others, it's been Trump ordering the pullback, but now, I guess for political reasons, 3 months out from the midterms, Trump is trying to put the pressure back on, and you see what happens. You've got violent protests attacking ICE facilities all over the country. Got a bunch of video of that. Thousands of anti-funny legal aliens throwing Molotov cocktails, you name it. We've had a whole bunch of churches burned down in New York. They've confirmed it's Antifa and Muslims doing it. They burned hundreds of firebombings in buildings and churches in Australia. That's huge news. Same thing in the UK. Same thing in Europe. It is just crazy. But basically a news blackout. I mean, it hits regional news. It hits local news and things. But it doesn't break out. It's not big news. Well, we're going to focus in on it today. And the communist government of Spain, of course, announced 2 months ago the borders are totally open. Now they're estimating 1 million have already flooded in. Another 2 million set to flood, collapsing the country. Spain's mass amnesty could bring 3 million aliens into the legal system, causing immigration cracks to collapse, warned senior police officials. Well, what do you think replacement migration by the UN and the globalists is? It's designed to do all of that. And then the wife of the fireman killed in Butler at the attempted assassination of Trump says it's an inside job basically staged by the government. We have video of that. And it goes on and on. Also, they're now pushing death by organ donation where they kill you and take the organs. That's how they kill you, is taking the organs. And that ties into brain-dead people are being used for science experiments.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead.
You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of GallicShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at GallicShipStore.com.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Bunch of ships got blown up and sunk in and around Iran. The U.S. has launched in the last 5 days the biggest bombardment of this 137-day war. Iran, who Trump said was out of missiles, has launched its biggest bombardments of the war, hitting more than 10 countries, sinking cargo ships, oil tankers, Kuwaiti warships, hitting U.S. warships. Trump had ordered the ships in closer, 100 miles out from Iran, and there were so many missiles fired at the vessels, they had to do evasive maneuvers and evacuate and pull back. Trump cannot control the Strait of Hormuz without a total ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz. The military estimates over 100,000 troops just to do that. Those troops are not in place. There's about 15,000 combat troops ready in Israel. They've got the Marines out on their amphibious aircraft carrier systems, about 5,000 of them, about 10,000 Army Rangers who've been sitting there for months in Israel. So this is all unfolding right now, and it is killing the world economy and killing Trump's recovery and absolutely expanding and intensifying inflation. And this is just a continued daily worsening of what we predicted and what the Pentagon predicted to Trump was indeed going to happen. And every time Trump tells Israel to stop bombing Lebanon or Syria, Israel only intensifies it. Trump has now told Netanyahu to remove troops from Syria and Lebanon as concerns over escalation in greater Israel grows and galvanizes the region that had been the Abraham Accords working with Israel against Israel. But provocation is what Israel's looking for. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Then we're going to get into masses of insane new news, including developments in the bizarre and sudden death of Lindsey Graham. We're going to be looking at the UN replacement migration, expanding to hit Europe with millions and millions and millions of more military-age men, 3 million alone hitting Spain. And so you say what you want about Trump, at least he's been blocking the giant hordes pouring in now. But in Europe, they've lowered their defenses by design. We're going to be breaking all of that down today and so much more. I'm also going to open the phones up and take your calls. Ebola deaths double in 2 weeks as World Health Organization warns virus is outrunning response, and they want us to pass their world treaty, giving them total control over our bodies. Also, we're going to be getting into Trump demands ICE restart traffic stops despite two fatal shootings in a week. It won't happen on my watch. Just to give you an example of what it's like to live under Agenda 2030, and this is everything you see in the UK is coming here. Fury over water hose bans as defiant Brits vow to keep watering their gardens and share tips on how to beat the rules. It's like the old Bob Dylan song, Sundown on the Union. I could see a day coming when even your home garden will be against the law. That's all coming up. Also, more supposed UFOs showing up over the U.S., and I looked at a bunch of these videos and things being released by the Pentagon, and half the time it's low cloud cover, and somebody's got a laser out or a spotlight. You can see it's a human. You can see it's a spotlight, and they're like, oh, God, the aliens are invading. Absolute hype. Absolute garbage. But under the New World Order, open fires are illegal, barbecue pits are illegal, fireplaces are illegal, single-family dwellings are illegal, gasoline cars are illegal, your cows are illegal, your home garden's illegal, 15-minute cities, everything you do is tracked and controlled. It's called slavery. It's called being a prisoner. It's called turning the whole world into a giant prison planet. I've been warning about for 30-plus years. Remember that old website we had, prisonplanet.com? It's all about warning of the coming prison planet. But before we start plowing into all of this, let's just start right up front with the Iran situation 137 days in. We played the clip yesterday of Trump telling a reporter in the White House during an impromptu press conference. She said, how long do you think the war will last? Will it last as long as, you know, other longer wars? And he says, well, Vietnam lasted 19 years. It really lasted 11, if you count the Gulf of Tonkin, 64 when it started. You count us putting advisors in 60, it lasted 15 years. But Trump says 19, so okay. So we're to believe 19 years is what we should look for. Now they're talking about years in this pissing contest. But Netanyahu says that's good in a speech. He says it's in Hebrew. That he goes, these wars are good for the Jewish Zionist spirit, and it will unify the next young generation to survive this war and come out on top. Will make their identity stronger, even though it's going to starve tens of millions of the fertilizer cut off out of the Strait of Hormuz one-third, even though it's going to cause global depression. It's okay because Israel is expanding into Lebanon and into Syria and admitting it's part of the Greater Israel Project that they would deny and deny and deny. And the ADL would say you were anti-Semitic if you said, well, if Israel wants us to back their wars, we can't back them offensively attacking everybody. That's insane. Oh, you love Hitler. No, and that doesn't work on people. And Trump's telling Netanyahu again to remove troops from Syria and Lebanon as concerns of escalation in Greater Israel. I'm going to get into the Senate voting for now to block Israel taking over the Pentagon and all of our weapon systems and being co-equal in the ownership of weapon systems developed by our defense contractors. Just next level arrogance and power grabbing. But don't think we're out of the woods yet, because they're coming back. And the Democrats said they voted against it with some Republicans because they just don't like the war and they want to hear when we're going to exit, which is reasonable. That's enforcing a little bit of the War Powers Act, or at least starting to saber rattle with the purse. And the Pentagon came back and said they want a $300+ billion supplemental emergency package just to pay for what they're doing in Ukraine and Iran. And then, of course, the Speaker of the House goes, because we love our military and they're the best in the world. So they hide behind our military, hide behind our troops that have been put in this terrible situation along with the rest of all of us. It's truly disgusting how they try to pull on our pride strings to support that. Last night, I think Nick Fuentes had a good boil down that's dead on about where we are. The only other thing I would say I halfway disagree with is he says, you know, the war's back on. The war never ended. Economic war is the biggest component of war. And the biggest card, the ace card, the ace of spades card that the Iranians have is that they are not vertically integrated. They are laid out in a parallel system where it's very hard to overthrow them or decapitate them. And, of course, killing their mullah only made them stronger. Anyone that studies it could tell you that. But Netanyahu said kill him, and they'll fold. Netanyahu knew it would actually protract it and pull us directly in. to intensification. And the good news is, as I said, Trump is now saying, kill the Greater Israel Project, pull your troops out. The problem is there's no teeth in that because AIPAC's so strong in Congress, they'll continue to just shell out unlimited money to Israel. But Netanyahu sees the writing on the wall, especially with people under 50, in just the next few years as boomers die. Within just a few years, we're talking like 4 years, it'll shift to where the U.S. is decidedly anti-Israel expansion and anti-Christian Zionist. And so Netanyahu says, well, we're weaning off your money by merging with you and co-owning everything. Unbelievable. So, again, we're going to be getting to that. But at least we're hearing rhetoric from Trump and the vice president and some action from the Senate on this. But how could there not be? It's so outrageous. And a lot of the people trying to get this merger with the Israeli military and intelligence done have gone from denying that's in the legislation, now Section 219. They've changed the bill around from 214 or 224. And they're now like, oh, well, we're still going to get it passed. This was just because they're upset about the general war. Well, that's what some of them voiced, but others voiced, Republican and Democrat, like Massey and Rokana, that, no, it's specifically over Section 219 that hands everything over to the Israelis. So that is some good news, any way you slice it. But let's go to this quick breakdown by Nick Fuentes that's dead on.
In response to our attacks on Iran's southwestern coast, now Iran is attacking all of the Gulf countries with drones and missiles. They're launching drone and missile attacks against Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, the UAE, Oman, as well as Jordan, specifically targeting U.S. military facilities. So the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is in Bahrain. That is being attacked by Iran. The United States has radar and other ISR infrastructure in the Gulf countries, bases in the Gulf countries, in Jordan. Iran is targeting all of that infrastructure. Now we are formally in exactly the same state of war as we were before the original ceasefire in April, which is to say very heavy, around-the-clock U.S. bombing of Iran, Iran launching drones and missiles at our infrastructure in all of the Gulf countries, and a Strait of Hormuz, which is officially closed on both sides. We are in a state of war. Let's talk about what is happening next week, because there's some key developments today. Trump said to Fox News that if Iran does not come back to the negotiating table and open up the strait and even begin to talk about nuclear concessions, Trump says that next week we're going to escalate the bombing against their civilian infrastructure. Transportation infrastructure like bridges and airports, electrical infrastructure like power plants, and oil infrastructure, energy infrastructure, oil and gas fields, oil and gas refineries, Karg Island, where they export all the oil and gas. He said, but that's going to happen next week if Iran doesn't negotiate right now. He says, we're going to keep bombing tonight, tomorrow, the day after that, which is the rest of this week. He said, but next week is when it gets really bad, so they better come to the table. Now, I don't know if that's a serious threat. In many ways, we're right back to square one because this is exactly the same pattern, which is we're bombing Iran, they're bombing the Gulf, they close the strait, and Trump is threatening that if they don't give us key concessions, then we're going to escalate in a real way. So far, we have avoided the civilian population and civilian infrastructure. Trump has always used that as a bluff. That's always been the threat to escalate. How do we increase the pressure and leverage against Iran? We go for their economy. We choke and strangle their economy by shutting down those lifelines, which is transportation, electricity, and maybe most importantly, energy. You take every one of those things or one of those things offline, and their economy collapses. And not only does the economy collapse, but then it becomes impossible to rebuild. You can't rebuild oil and gas infrastructure in a week, in a month, in a year. That takes years to rebuild. And the same goes for bridges, and the same goes for this other stuff. It's more permanent, and it also has an effect on public order. If you start destroying bridges and the actual money-making sectors of Iran's economy, then pretty soon Iran struggles with its domestic security service to pay its police and military, to maintain civil order and control of the society to respond potentially to uprisings or riots. This is a gesture towards regime change. We're at that point trying to collapse Iranian society so that the government will fall. And it's a move towards this. The reason that Trump has been reluctant to do this is because Iran then would reserve the right and the capability to retaliate in exactly the same way. If we launch these attacks on Iran's civilian infrastructure, they can use their drones and missiles to do the same thing in all of the Gulf countries.
And it's very important to add that just a few of these missiles, a lot of them are very large, a couple thousand pounds of explosives, hitting places like the UAE, you know, Dubai, shuts down the tourism. Large portions of the population flee. They're international. And it costs them billions of dollars every time this happens. In the aggregate, tens of billions. And already has their economies on the verge of collapse. So the reason Iran is hitting those places is they have U.S. military bases. So they hold the cards. Now this big development. Iran threatens to close the Bab al-Mandab Strait. That's in the Red Sea. That's the Houthis. And a lot of the commerce comes through there as well. So we're talking upwards of 40% of oil and other things not coming through if that happens. And the Houthis have now been getting bombed themselves, so they've been bombing the Saudi airports, the Kuwaiti airports with a devastating effectiveness. Iran threatens to cut off vital sea ways in response to Trump's renewed blockade. U.S. and Iran exchange heavy strikes for fifth day as Trump warns he'll take out power plants next. Not a good situation. And Matt Bracken put out this map that we'll put up HD for you, and he makes the point, it's time to realize that we are in an energy world war, so I just put together this new war map. I wrote a Substack titled The Great Energy War. Let's try to get Matt Bracken on actually today. He's one of the best brains on this. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. So he wrote a Substack titled The Great Energy World War about this last April, and it has aged well. So we're going to be getting into all of that. And you can see the Iranians are hitting our so-called alliances, energy. We've been hitting theirs. NATO's been hitting the Russians. They're now starting to hit back. And what's it do? It cascades. And now Russia's barely exporting any oil, not exporting any diesel. They're cutting back on gas. The U.S. and NATO already blew up the Nord Stream 3 years ago. So that increased prices massively. I mean, Germany is just collapsing. Can't even run their factories most of the time. And BlackRock is so happy, Larry Fink, because they want the world economy to collapse because they've got unlimited fiat currency. The Rothschilds that basically run BlackRock, control BlackRock, want you poor. That's the great reset. So they use a virus to lock things down to do it. They'll use a war to do it. And this is why all the big think tanks, not just military, but also economic, said to past presidents, don't do this Iran thing for the very reasons we see now. I mean, this is like known facts here of why this is all so bad. And it's just been ignored. Totally disastrous. There's a lot more to get into this on, but coming up, Trump pushing back against the Greater Israel Project, telling Netanyahu to stop. Netanyahu responds, saying he's coming to D.C. 2 weeks ago, he announced he was coming. Trump refused to meet with him, then refused to meet with him at the NATO summit in Turkey. Israel responded, and Netanyahu did, by saying maybe we'll go to war with Turkey out of pure jealousy. Now Netanyahu to travel to the U.S., on Saturday, unclear if he'll meet Trump, but he's coming for Lindsey Graham's funeral. He usually snaps his fingers, and Trump does whatever he says. Now Trump's been refusing to meet with him. So these are real signs that Trump knows that Netanyahu's been holding him hostage with not going to any concessions with the Iranians, not even dealing with them. And the Iranians have been pigheaded as well, so plenty of that to go around here as Trump now realizes he walked into a massive trap. Let's play clip one, just a little Fox News clip on some of the escalation of U.S. bombardment of Iran.
Massive operations underway. CENTCOM posting brand new video of flight operations aboard the USS George H.W. Bush in the Arabian Sea. Some of this is from last night and today. And then you will see some images of the aircraft carrier itself as we enter night four now of the new ongoing punishing strikes against Iran. Some 300 strikes, U.S. strikes against Iran since July 10th. U.S. allies, including Bahrain and the UAE, have been struck. We have bases in both of those places. And then separately on the waters, on the strait, one person was killed and eight were injured aboard a commercial vessel that was struck by Iran. So this is a very, very active scene, as you can tell. All this, as we count down to 4 p.m. Eastern, which is just about 44 minutes away from right now, as the blockade is being reassembled. The United States reassembling the naval blockade against Iranian traffic in and out of the strait.
Trump's just pretending like we have cards on the strait. Our ships can't get close. The Iranians can keep it closed. They're not falling. So we're reassembling the blockade. No, the Iranians are sinking ships. The U.S. is sinking ships. And now nobody's going through it. It's totally closed. Incredible. Trump a month ago, we got to open it or it'll destroy the world economy. We got to have this deal. And then Israel started bombing Lebanon again and Iran anytime they want. But now we're losing the Arab coalition we had because Israel's moving into Syria and Lebanon and saying they're taking the property to be provocative, to piss everyone off, to mess up the Abraham Accords 2.0. They don't want that. They don't want peace, not the leadership of Israel. The people mostly do. That's the reality here. It's sick. We're going to go to break, come back, and get into the world awakening to Israel trying to run our countries and real pushback in the Senate and by Trump. This is real. This is happening. So keep pushing. Before we do that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you see this new water filtration system right here? This is the highest rated, highest quality, reduces and takes out the most of the forever chemicals, the gender-bending chemicals, all of it. You breathe it in the mist, in the steam. You absorb it through your skin. It's not enough to just filter your water. You want to filter the water you drink. You want to filter the water that you bathe in. You can also put these on your bath faucet as well. Just go to Ace or wherever, and they have adapters for whatever size yours is. But this screws on to all of the showers. It takes like 10 seconds to put on, 5 seconds to put on. No plumbers needed. And it's got the nice little straight frog seal of approval on it. It's really amazing. We're so proud of this. This is a home run. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head. It does 180 long showers, and then you get the $30 replacement right there on the site that you just screw off the head and pop it in. And, of course, it'll go a lot longer than that. It just stops you cutting everything out as you do the 180 showers on average. It's a great system. It funds our operation. What are you waiting for? I'm asking you directly to support us so we can get more crew, more hosts, more reporters, and expand bigger than we ever were at InfoWars here at AlexJonesLive.com. You go to the AlexJonesStore.com to get the shower head filters. They're amazing. They're in stock. They're discounted right now. Massively for everybody. Incredibly massively for VIPs. Also, we have the collectible silver coin, America's 250th, with the beautiful, super amazing looking, it's my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross with 1776 on the back, the American Eagle on the flag, pure silver, 0.999 troy ounces, and that's selling out very quickly right now. That's a fundraiser to know that you boosted this operation, so please take action, get the collectible coin right now, the very best supplements as well, like ultramethylene blue at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you all for your support. We'll be right back, thealexshowstore.com. Take action now. I'm extremely excited about this. You know we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. It's the very same great manufacturer that made this, made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known as supercharged turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody. You just buy it straight off at thealexshowstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy, turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free and gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand, at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Remember Corey Compatore? The firefighter that got shot in the head when some of those bullets missed Trump and Butler. Well, his widow has come out and said it's a government cover-up and was a government operation. We have video of that. I guess she'll get called a conspiracy theorist and enemy of America by Dan Bongino or somebody. Of course, we know there was a stand-down. We know that went on. That's coming up. And Matt Bracken on the new world war we're in, where it's going. He's probably one of the smartest people on that subject. He'll be here in the third hour. And I will open the phones up specifically in the third hour on the Iran situation, on the situation with Greater Israel, with NATO expanding the war against Russia. We'll take calls before that, but we'll then shift gears into that subject only when he joins us. I'm going to spend a lot more time on that now because we're going to do the deeper dive in the third hour, and I got a lot in the hour plus before that to get to, like, the Butler situation with the Compatore story. But the good news is that the Israel lobby has been controlling our foreign policy to a great extent for decades. They've been expanding domestic control. They've been bragging about it. And it has become a major issue across party lines. And now you have Trump with huge pushback, both in his rhetoric and in his actions. And then Netanyahu is belligerent and the Israel lobby is belligerent. And I know Trump's mindset. People said, oh, you know, Trump's not forcing him to do this and that right away. Well, I mean, how do you force them to their own sovereign country? They're trying to force us to do stuff. That's what's wrong. And Trump does have leverage. And I said, Trump will then get more and more hardcore on Netanyahu. Refused to meet with him when he wanted to come to the U.S. 2 weeks ago. Snubbed him at the NATO summit last week. And now he's come out and excoriated him. I'll read what he had to say, because the White House itself leaked this to Axios, as they always do. And it's a big deal. And then you have the Senate, 50-46, with a couple senators abstaining, saying, no, we're don't like the way this whole war is going. We want to know the exit strategy. And a lot of the senators that voted against it said that they also voted against it because of the fact of Section 219, well, Section 224, that merges our military and intelligence with the Israelis. And in the House, they're saying they're going to start trying to block funding. We've heard this from a bunch of Democrats and Republicans, like Rokana and Massey, for the similar reasons. So we're moving the needle in the right direction. I mean, it's so outrageous that Huckabee sounds like he's the ambassador from Israel, not the other way around. It's outrageous the type of just arrogant statements that we hear here out of any country. Can you imagine any other country trying to primary members of Congress and doing it and spending $1.3 billion to buy off talk show hosts and, quote, influencers that the Israeli government officially did? God knows about the other funding from the Israeli billionaires and Jewish billionaires. But the good news is this is coming to a head, and it's untenable. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous that Israel thinks they could do something like this and spend it like, oh, we won't need your money anymore. We'll co-own all your weapon systems if we're involved in the joint project. A country of 10 million people whose gross domestic product isn't even that of Los Angeles. And I'm not trying to put Israel down, but my goodness gracious. The 4th of July, all we hear is Israel, you know, is the reason the U.S. exists. And, you know, George Washington's replaced with Israel. I mean, it's just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. But that's what Israel's doing. And Israel knows it's put itself in a position to be very unpopular, to have more and more enemies than ever. So it thinks if it can get the U.S. 100% behind whatever it wants, it will somehow not just survive, but be able to expand. Israel will survive if you stop trying to expand. But if you continue to double down with megalomania, that's what's going to get you destroyed already in public opinion. And again, a bunch of top Israelis and all the former Mossad and most of their former generals are on record saying years ago, Netanyahu is going to do this, and he thinks he'll rally international Jewry around him, and all he's going to do is get Israel destroyed in the end. So that's all coming up. So let's go to Netanyahu. There are no longer terrorist armies on our borders. We have created security zones around Gaza and inside Gaza, around Lebanon, inside Lebanon, and around the Golan and inside Syria. They've expanded. And so they're now saying this is permanent. Ben-Gvir, his national security advisor, is even more rabid. And he said they're never leaving. And Huckabee, the Israeli ambassador, says that Israel should take it all and can take it all. And when you look at the greater Israel map, I mean, it's most of the Middle East. I mean, Israel will never succeed in that. I guess if they nuked everybody, and then you got other people with nukes, like the Pakistanis that say they'll hit you in North Korea. And I know there's a normalcy bias, because this just gets worse every day, and people are like, yeah, we already know about it. But I just keep making it the top story, because to me it is. And jointly, NATO's out of its mind. The demographics are terrible. The economy's terrible in Europe. Everything the EU unelected commission does, cutting off energy, cutting off fuel, cutting off gas, closing the final nuclear reactors in Germany. I mean, it's in the German news that Mercedes operates like 5 hours a day. They can't even fulfill orders. The other companies are falling apart. They tell Germans you can't cool your house, you can't heat your house. In the Netherlands, they're banning half the farming. Same thing in Ireland. England's banning watering your lawn, banning the ownership of water hoses. That's how they do it. Oh, you can't sell, you know, incandescent light bulbs anymore. I mean, that's how they do it. It's total feudalism, serfdom. You control people by keeping them poor. It's outrageous. I mean, I don't have words to describe it. What is beyond outrageous? It's unthinkably ridiculous, but it's like locking us down for years and saying a shot that doesn't protect you will, that actually makes you sick, and then nobody gets in trouble. And then documents come out that Pfizer with Fauci and others created COVID under directive of Obama and have all these new variants on the shelf to release new ones so that we get sick, and they supposedly have cures for it that make you sicker, and you have the head of Pfizer mRNA vaccine caught on video 4 years ago, and he never even got in trouble or went to prison, bragging to James O'Keefe, yeah, we do gain of function. Yeah, we made all these viruses. Yeah, we got a bunch of new variants. We release them every 6 months. He should have been SWAT team the next day. But they just get away with it. But not forever, because in the court of public opinion, they've already lost. And people are getting more and more angry. We're having a lot of victories. BlackRock tried to come with their ESG score. Texas and a bunch of other states sued them and won, where they said, we'll cut off all this investment in your state and your pension funds, and they control 87% of investment and assets. And Texas sued and said, that's a monopoly, that's gangster, that's thug behavior, that should be illegal, and the courts all ruled they were right. So it's time to push back. This stuff should be easy to beat. It's outrageous. It's over the top. It's insane. Read Section 219 of the Defense Authorization Act 2027. It says dozens of times, merger, synchronize, real time, integrate the Israeli military and intelligence into DARPA and the intelligence agencies and the weapons manufacturers and the private weapons developers. And you have to go through them jointly and no secrecy when Israel's famous for spying on us. And then you have Netanyahu, and you have Ben-Gvir, and you have all these Republicans that are Zionists saying, we're marrying Israel. This is a marriage. Huckabee, all of them. This is a marriage. This deal in the Defense Authorization Act is a marriage. Well, I mean, I don't even think of it as I'm married to Uncle Sam. I don't think of it as I'm married to the American Republic. If you want to get down to brass tacks, in the New Testament, I'm married to Jesus Christ. It's not a sexual relationship, but it's the bride and the groom. It's the Christian family. And I love America. It's like who I am in my family. I guess you could use that analogy, but it's not my wife. I don't get in bed with Uncle Sam, put my feet up above my ears. I don't have Uncle Sam going to pound town on me or vice versa. I'm sorry to be gross here, but I mean, they're literally telling you, we're marrying you. Well, we didn't ask to marry you. So what is it when somebody says, I'm marrying you? I'm raping you. Bill Gates is raping you with his poison shots, controlling the regulations, the controls, everything, blocking the good drugs that are cures. It's all about rape. It's all about conquest. It's all about power. It's all about playing God. The Chi-Coms want to play God. The left wants to play God. Mondami wants to play God. The Islamics want to declare we're their slaves, and we either just convert, pay the tax, or die. On and on and on and on and on. And we've got to have a fighting spirit and say, no, we're not politically correct. We don't care what you say about us. You're not breaking our will. We're not going along with you. Our long surrender to all of these different predatory groups, organizations is over. And that's the beginning of turning the tide. So let's go to Netanyahu, then Tucker talking to Huckabee. He's like, oh, the American people count. What they think counts. Oh, really, 80% are against the war. And by the way, that's an old number. Most polls are 85, 89%. Same thing with the Ukraine proxy war, hybrid war. And then if you see polls ask specifically, you know, are you for a draft? Would you like to see the war expand? It's 95% are against it. I'm surprised there's 5% for it. I mean, you know, Congress under Biden passed the law, just like kill switches in your car, that took a few years to go into effect. Now it's in effect to prepare the Selective Service to implement the draft. So they've got the draft in place now. They just got to pull the trigger. And the guy that they financed to take the election from Massey says, well, we got to get the draft in place, not just ready, but start the draft now so we can invade Iran for Israel. Israel is getting people installed over districts in this country that literally want to send our sons and daughters off to die for greater Israel. I don't want the U.S. government having a draft to make me go to war or my kids. I've got three children that can be drafted. One's nine. So I guess I got four, but Trump's saying this is going to last decades, perhaps. So I guess even my nine-year-old's on the chopping block here. Well, them's fighting words. Untenable. Unacceptable. So this is a collision course we're on. And then we got another clip. It's got them Durka-Durking in the background, but Iran just fired another one of their big hypersonic missiles and told Israel, we'll hit your nuclear sites and destroy them. And Israel's threatening, saying, we got things a lot bigger we dropped on you. You know what we got, threatening nukes. And then Trump keeps saying, yeah, I had to nuke them. I had to use nukes to get their deeper bases. And people go, did you use nukes? Well, the Iranians could go test the area and show the isotopes of a nuke being used, even what type it is. So I don't know if that's the case. I don't think so. Because you can't hide that when you use it. But I'm seeing explosions, a couple of them the other day, that, I mean, people are 30 miles away. There's giant, huge, white, orange flashes that look like nukes to me. You know, Israel dropped equivalent of a Moab on Lebanon a few weeks ago, and people went, oh, it's a nuke. But no, you saw it go, and then the way the explosion worked out and looked like a classic explosion. Let me just give you a very crude drawing here real quick, or we can just show you actual footage of it. A conventional explosion, if it hits the ground, punctures in, blows out a bunch. It looks like this. I mean, all right. Now, when a nuke detonates, and even if you do an airburst with this, it's still similar. All right. But with a nuke, let's say half mile up, however you want to airburst at 2,000 feet, 5,000 feet, it detonates and has a blast furnace radius of where the chain reaction's happening, depending on the megaton size. You got a circle about, let's say 5 miles out in all directions where everything's melted to slag instantly. Then you have the big blast radius goes out and causes shock waves, fires, destruction out, two or three times on average further out. But it detonates here. But the way the explosion goes out, it then sucks in on itself and it goes up and then causes the big mushroom cloud. So I've not been seeing that. But I saw some detonations, a Syrian girl had them posted, and I saw the U.S. posted them too, where all you see on the horizon, 30, 40 miles away, is you see a poof, and a poof, 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 and then it just fades out. You say, well, where's the mushroom cloud? Well, if it's a deep penetrator, it'll have 3 feet of super hard alloy on the front of it. It'll come at it, say, Mach 7 or 10, and then it goes down half a mile or whatever, and that contains a lot of the detonation, and so it doesn't exactly, I've studied it all, but I'm not an engineer, but that it looked like a tactical nukes to me. But you would pick up the isotopes from that, so I don't think they've done that yet. Let's hope not, because that is a major, 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 major escalation. So let's go ahead and play those clips back to back.
ואכן שינינו את קלי המשחק במזרח התיכון. אין יותר החלה של איומים. אין יותר צבעות טרור בגבולותינו.
The story says they're going to take parts of Lebanon, more Gaza, Syria. I have another clip where he says these wars are good for our young people. It makes us strong. We'd have a war every generation. This is the health of the state.
How much does it matter what Americans think?
Well, it matters every bit what Americans think. That's okay. Why Americans vote. It's why Americans have the opportunity to have free speech. We want them to have that.
Okay, so what percentage of Americans support a war with Iran?
I don't know. Do you know?
I do. I saw the numbers yesterday. I think it was like 21%.
Okay.
Is that enough to have a war with Iran?
We don't live in a world where you have a poll taken to find out whether our policy should be a particular direction.
Because I thought you just said that
we vote. No, we care deeply about it. But on the other hand, do we make the decisions of foreign policy and even domestic policy based on
what
the latest poll number is?
We care deeply about it in what sense? If we're ignoring it, then in what sense do we, quote, care deeply about it?
Well, I think we care deeply when we see there's a threat.
No, but about Americans' opinions. So you've got 350 million Americans.
Yeah.
They voted in this last election on the basis, in part, of the promise, no more wars. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're about to have a war, looks like. 80% of people are against it. In that range, let's say it's 70%, but nowhere near majority support for this war. And it's not direct democracy, but it is a form of democracy. It's representative democracy.
The ultimate form of democracy in our system, in a republic, because we're not a true democracy, we're
right,
a republic.
Exactly. Right. It's a mediated democracy.
It'll be an opportunity for Americans to vote if they think that we've made the wrong policy decisions. I personally think the president is making the right policy decisions.
But you just said it matters deeply what Americans think. And if the overall majority are against it, in what sense does it matter? Because what I hear is it matters what they think, but it really doesn't matter what they think because...
No, you take it in. You certainly ingest that.
And then what do you do with it once you ingest it?
Then you make sure that you have... No,
you just gotta... It goes out the other end, obviously.
Trump ran on not having an Iran war. Instead of you get Kamala, you get an Iran war. That's World War III. You want to see the clips again? And he didn't give us any new wars when he was in the first time, and that's why I believed him, and that's why I was shocked when Israel tried to push us into this last year, and I predicted that they were going to be successful, and the Midnight Hammer was just the camel's nose in the tent flap. People said, you're panicking. It's all over. See, it was good. I said, well, let's hope that's the case, and of course I was right. You think I like being right about these bad things? I'm not happy at all. And so when we continue to see the economy fall apart, the country goes bankrupt, we're on the verge of bankruptcy, Trump had a good plan to get us out of it, now being derailed, when we're totally screwed for decades to come, potentially, just remember that we did this with Israel and the military-industrial complex that also wants to get rid of the Belt and Road Initiative and the IMEC corridor, and it's also about blowing up the Chinese investments in the area. I'm not giving Israel a pass, but I'd be just... focusing on Israel and being deceptive if Israel's not the only group in D.C. pushing this. And the defense contractors love it as well. They want another 300 and something billion on top of the 1.5 trillion they're getting. And you've heard Trump. I don't care about the average American's financial problems. I care about this war. Well, great. You're going to lose us the midterms. And now I've heard statements from Trump. Well, I figure I'd be a lame duck. I've only got 2 years. So he figures they're going to lose and just has that baked in. Great. So when we lose the midterms, don't blame me, because they're already saying Jones and these other people like Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly and others, they don't have any audience. They don't matter. They're inconsequential, but they're going to lose us the midterms. No, you're going to lose us the midterms. Pisses me off. All right. I've got a little bit more on this and new developments on Lindsey Graham in the first five. And then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news. And we also have something that is really fun to watch. It's the beauty that God created. And this is coming up. The International Olympic Committee is trying to ban showing women below the waist like Sharia law or something and saying that it's sexist and the feminists don't want us to see the women in volleyball or in swimming or in pole vaulting in their leotards. And of course, these are young, beautiful, healthy women. They're having a good time. And this is all about life and celebration. Now, a big fat man in a clown outfit saying he's a woman with an erection reading to 5-year-olds at a school without the parents knowing, that's wholesome and gay pride parades with naked pedophiles running around everywhere and defecating in the street in front of children. That's good. That's wholesome. But they put out rules and use the example saying this video of this woman jumping around happy before she wins, by the way. This is no, they don't want you to see the power of the feminine energy and God's stamp all over it. And we're supposed to be attracted to women. We're supposed to be attracted to men. And we're supposed to celebrate women. And but no, the feminists, the left want these people that look like zombies. They don't want you to see what a woman's supposed to look like. They want to say being obese is good, being unhealthy is good. You know, don't fat shame all this, but then all they do is try to shame us. It is all coming up, and believe me, I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. It was torture putting together a compilation of what the UN says they want banned. I mean, especially the beach volleyball and all the rest of it. I mean, this is just terrible thing God did, the female form. I mean, just stop it now. Durka, Durka, Muhammad Jihad, put them in a beekeeper suit immediately. Immediately. Wait till you see the report and what it shows shots of women. You can't show this. Can't, it shows a woman pole vaulting over from the bottom like you do with men. You know, it shows the shot of them running, then the shot when they're, and there's a shot under, so you see them going over it. And it's like, oh, you can see her butt. Oh my, you can see her beautiful legs. No, ah, don't show it. God, how are we going to demoralize people when you can, because, I mean, I don't watch a lot of entertainment. I don't watch a lot of sports. But when the Olympics and stuff's on or track and field, and I'm like, oh, hold on. You know, I'm at a restaurant or something. There's a TV, and I see the women long jumpers. It's just beautiful. I mean, it's beyond even sexual. It's just look at that. It's like watching a gazelle run from a cheetah or something. It's just wow. Or a hawk, you know, grabbing a sparrow off a power line. But a sunset all rolled into it and those curves. Oh, thank you, Lord, for making that. You ever question whether there's a God in heaven? Take a look at this and you know that's God's handiwork right there. They say God's signature is in the stars. It sure is. And it's sure on those young ladies. Woo! I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Like George Strait says, if you ain't loving, you ain't living. Man. I'm not afraid of dying, but boy, I'm sure going to miss the female form and ribeye steaks. All right. We're going to go to break and come back. Please remember we have the very best, highest rated shower filters now in to cut out all the garbage you don't breathe and have it go through your skin. And we also have a new line of summer t-shirts. Some of them are politically incorrect. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have the collectible coin selling out quick to fund the operation. I can't do it without you. I need your help. Plus, these are great products, especially the supplements like Methylene Blue, Bovine Colostrum, more. Get them all now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air and expand. It's up to you. I'm counting on you, and I'm asking for your help. Thank you so much.
Example on InfoWars, one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and it'll turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you notice at the end of that video, he advertises water filters.
Now, you remember for decades I exposed how bad the water supply was, and they'd have David Hogg make fun of me and say it was a scam, and so what if the frogs are gay from the chemicals or trans or become hermaphroditic? Well, that's because their populations collapse and they go extinct, dummy.
He advertises water filters. Interesting.
It's the same thing with humans. Our fertility is being crushed. Our cancer rates are off the charts, and it's because of all the garbage in the food, all the garbage in the water, everything that's happening in our environment, and water is what 70% or more of our bodies are made of. It is so important to do this. It is a no-brainer. Go look at our third-party studies. Go look at our third-party testing, and then go out and try to find a comparable system for less money. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So take your destiny in your hands. Don't let the globalists bomb you with these hundreds and hundreds, in some areas, thousands of chemicals. Don't let them bomb your children with it. Take action. Fund our information warfare operation against the globalists. Get healthier. Win-win. That is what it's all about. But you've got to take action. You've got to take control of your life. I am so proud of this bad boy. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head System. That's the housing. Just screws on in seconds. No plumbers. Beautiful box. Absolute high quality and a happy little straight frog that you look up at every morning, reminding you that you're not poisoning yourself. your wife, your husband, your children. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Remember the firefighter that got killed at Butler? His wife says it's an inside job cover-up. Video of that coming up. I want to play, finishing up with Israel, J.P. Sears did an excellent breakdown on what's happening with Lindsey Graham, the Israeli operative, and his death, and how dare anyone question what happened to him. Here's part of that report.
Israel First U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is dominating the headlines because he died. Lindsey Graham is dead. The official narrative is that he died suddenly from sudden illness. But when you find out the events that happened right before his death, you probably won't be believing that anymore. We'll have all those details that you're not supposed to know about coming up tonight. Welcome to We Lie T News. Now, before we get into what probably actually killed Lindsey Graham, let's just go through the virtue signaling motions here, shall we? It's very sad. We as a nation are mourning. All right. He died of a sudden illness, just to be specific. And with his death, Lindsey Graham, he certainly didn't leave behind a wife or any children. Lindsey Graham was many things. He was a compassionate man with a reverence for humanity.
We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes.
He was a public servant who worked tirelessly to bring peace to the world.
By bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons, that was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose.
And he was a man who, above all else, loved America.
Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day.
And with him gone, a whole nation, the nation he served, is mourning his passing. One mourner says, Lindsey Graham was a degenerate and a traitor to this country. America is a better place because he's dead. Oh, wrong country. That was Stu Peters. He's an American. They all hated him. I was talking about the country he served. Can we get some of the Israeli comments up? Yep, here's one. Netanyahu says, Lindsey understood that the security of Israel and America are inseparable. He devoted his life to defending America, strengthening our alliance, and standing up for the free world. Israel has lost one of its greatest friends. That was very heartfelt from a heartfelt guy. And another mourner from the great nation Graham dedicated his life to, Israel's Minister of Defense, says, today Israel has lost one of its greatest friends. Yada, yada, yada. We don't do genocide. Yada, yada, yada. Heartfelt condolences to his family and to the American people. Like, do they not know we're fine? And do they not know that Lindsey didn't have a family? You know, 'cause he's gay? Or maybe that's what they were blackmailing him with. I don't know.
Hey, Lindsey, why don't you just admit that you're gay and then people won't blackmail you anymore?
Nah, I'm sure that's not true. But heartfelt condolences that matter, nonetheless. Back stateside, to honor the man with incredible moral character, President Trump has ordered the country to fly its flags at half-mast. Hey, and remember this next part we're going to get to, because it'll come into play in just a few seconds when we talk about how Lindsey Graham really died. So President Trump shared with the press that he had just spoke to Lindsey Graham on the phone, and he may have been Lindsey Graham's last phone call ever. Check it out.
He got back, said he just landed from Ukraine. I said, that's a long trip to make. He said, he sounded a little tired, but perfect, but a little bit tired.
I think I miss Lindsey. Nope, just had to sneeze. Heartwarming. So what really happened to Lindsey Graham? Well, to understand that, you need to understand the events during the 48 hours before his death. Here we go. Lindsey Graham was in Ukraine meeting with Zelensky and touring a secret drone facility in Kiev. And hours later, Russia launched missile strikes that completely destroyed that exact drone facility. And oh, but the plot thickens, because as that happened, Russia also used missiles to destroy the Kiev hotel where top NATO commanders,
and Lindsey Graham were staying. So one could speculate that Lindsey Graham died from a sudden illness called getting hit with Russian missiles, which is typically terminal.
But then why lie about it?
Well, because Russia killing a top U.S. official would make Russia look strong.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Save the world, but I don't know what to do. Well, I know. Get back to God. Get back to your street smarts. Work hard. Be strong. Promote classical Western values. Don't get pushed around by all the different mafias and criminal groups. Don't put up with crime and corruption. That's how you do it. Doesn't create some utopia, but it creates society light years better than the tyrannies we live under via these corrupt societies. The problem is that that creates incredible prosperity, and then people get decadent a few generations in and then corrupt, and then things collapse, and the cycle then starts over, and we're at the end of a cycle, the new one is beginning. And the globalists have said they understand those cycles, and they want an end of history where they use the cycle of tyranny to bring in an even greater tyranny, and that's what we're battling right now. But the tyrants have never been able to do that successfully and control the cycle. That's why they've got an uphill battle. But we're living at the end of a cycle, which is very dangerous. That's why we've got to be fully engaged right now to get back into the upward swing of the cycle, and then perhaps studying history and being fully engaged and not raising lazy children and all the rest of it. We can have the end of history, as you know it, the end of the cycle, and not go through these cycles anymore. But undoubtedly, we're at the end of a cycle. We need to have a larger discussion about that. All right. I've got masses of news this hour, and then Matt Bracken's coming up. We'll take calls on the new world war we're in, the energy war, now boiling into a hot war of epic proportions, and a lot more today. But finishing up briefly on Israel, I want to start hitting the other news. Israel official, Netanyahu to travel to U.S. on Saturday, unclear if he'll meet Trump, who refused to meet with him when he asked to meet with him 2 weeks ago. Trump then has come out and been very, very critical of him. Israel was also asking for Trump to meet with Netanyahu when he was at the NATO summit. Again, Netanyahu was not at the NATO summit, but just 30 minutes away by flight. And Trump did not meet with them there as well. And now Netanyahu is coming to go to Lindsey Graham's funeral. And I'm sure we'll see the Congress people there saluting him and pledging allegiance to Israel and greater Israel and all of our blood to expand greater Israel. But again, I want to actually read from this article now that's at AlexJonesLive.com. Trump tells Netanyahu to remove troops from Syria and Lebanon as concerns of escalation in greater Israel grows. People are worried about the greater Israel project. In a Thursday phone call, President Donald Trump, maybe a Tuesday phone call, Netanyahu to remove his forces from Syria and Lebanon. They don't want you here. You should redeploy, Trump told Netanyahu. Netanyahu is reluctant to take any step that hastens peace in the region, for it could bring about an end to his power and freedom. The prime minister is facing an election in the next 3 months, as well as a potential prison time for his corruption charges, being that Trump calls a wartime leader and a hero, has helped Netanyahu delay the justice process. PBS detailed the legal battles Netanyahu is fighting. He's charged with fraud, breach of the trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases, accusing him of exchanging favors and wealthy political supporters, including a telecom company, a Hollywood producer, a newspaper publisher. While Netanyahu's legal and political battles may have staved off by the military battles he is fighting, the same cannot be said of President Trump. A global conflict disrupts the economy ahead of U.S. midterm elections. An escalation of war is likely to lead to a Republican wipeout, opening the door to impeachment hearings and the potential corruption charges against Trump. A U.S. official said Trump told Netanyahu that the presence of Israel military in Syria territory creates tensions and could lead to an escalation, Axios reported. Again, that's where Trump leaks these transcripts. Another factor behind Trump's Thursday call, which, again, it's Tuesday's call, maybe recent meeting with Syrian leader, as the call came one day after the NATO summit in Turkey. Of course, what this could be is the call happened last week, and he just leaked this to Axios. I'm not sure. We'll check that. President Trump met with former al-Qaeda terrorist Abu Muhammad al-Jilani, who transitioned to a politician named Ahmed al-Sharia. Can't make that up. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And now Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister, appointed to fill his Senate seat, sworn in yesterday. So we'll definitely see this big state funeral for the unofficial Israeli ambassador and would-be viceroy of the United States, Lindsey Graham. Now, I want to go to a special report that's extremely powerful because it sets the stage for some of the news I'm going to be getting to on ICE facilities being attacked again by Antifa and illegal alien hordes and what other activities Mondami is up to, with a massive increase in rent in New York, up to 40% of the buildings shutting down as they can't comply with his rules. You say, oh, he's a total mismanager. He's an idiot. No, that's the plan, to create a crisis and then keep offering free goodies to people if they'll just sell out more of their freedoms and let the government run and own everything, then everything will be fine. That's coming up. And then I'm going to get into the widow of the firefighter killed in Butler, shot in the head, saying it's a government inside job operation. That's coming up in a moment. But first, Democrats, Socialists of America, really communist, the most dangerous cult in America. Here's the John Bowne Report.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
Мира и счастья всем вам, друзья мои.
And, you know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can, ultimately to overthrow our own empire.
Imperialism is, U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionary struggle.
And to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
Our candidates run as Democrats. We're on the Democratic Party ballot line. We contest the primaries. And when they're in the legislature, they're part of the Democratic Party caucus. But we don't agree with the way the Democratic Party establishment organizes or runs its party apparatus.
It's no secret that the Democratic Socialists of America hate the Democratic Party.
I think we're all on the same page that we hate the Democratic Party. The
Democratic Party is not really our friend. It isn't.
So why are the DSA such major players in the Democratic Party? This odd relationship can be understood with the cuckoo analogy. In nature, the cuckoo survives by trickery. it lays its egg in another bird's nest. The unsuspecting parents raise the imposter as their own until the cuckoo grows strong enough to push the true chicks out. The DSA is the cuckoo inside the Democratic Party.
DSA is not the Democratic Party.
We must separate ourselves from the toxic Democratic Party.
We can put forward a clear, aggressive, principled strategy that pushes back against the Democratic leadership and the Democratic Party as a whole.
DSA candidates run as Democrats in safe blue districts. They slip through low turnout primaries. And once inside, they use the Democratic label as camouflage while advancing an extremist anti-American agenda far beyond the party's mainstream.
Democrat Socialists of America meeting in Denver, more than half of them are wearing the mask. They also look, they look completely deranged. It looks like another Antifa convention or something. And it's very, very sad. You have to understand the psychology of people. They believe they're really going to get a free lunch. So they're already primed to be in a cult. And just like the Nazis wore an armband, these people have purple green hair, you know, look super unhealthy, take SSRIs, take all the deadly shots, and wear the mask because it is a sacrament that they basically buy into the system and whatever it says. I mean, right out of the corporate media, right out of the universities, right out of BlackRock, whatever BlackRock pushes in their ESG scores, most powerful, richest consortium on earth, 87% of world assets, they follow it to a T.
You have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted.
So there they are wearing their masks that don't protect you. They always knew it gives you bacterial pneumonia. There they are completely buying into the system. And you just see how desperate they are, looking like total victims, totally lost, believing that Mondami and all these people are going to give them something free. For a little while, they'll get something free here and there, but it's only to transfer power into the state.
DSA victories prove their plan works.
I think that the model that we used in New York is 100% replicatable.
But it's the illusion that they're getting something free they like. Just like people buy lottery tickets, even though it's one of the worst investments you can engage in, it's the same thing as people going to casinos. You know, the house in the end always wins in the aggregate. So it's a big problem. And of course, the fact that we have a crony capitalist system that's vertically integrated, run by the very same people pushing communism.
It's our duty, DSA, to cultivate this power.
The cuckoo is in the nest, not a Democrat, but Zohran Mamdani, an extremist within the DSA.
We understand that winning an election is not an end. It is a means to an end.
These corporate fascists who've consolidated the wealth of 1%, like 1/100th of 1%, people think that this is capitalism we're under, when it's really monopoly, oligopoly, and where's Teddy Roosevelt to bust up the trust when you need him? Powerful report. It's posted at alexjoneslive.com, so you can share it on our news site. And, of course, at Real Alex Jones on X. And you can find the live feeds at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. All right. Corey Comparator, who got shot and killed in Butler in July back in 2024. And other people got wounded. And it looked real to me. I mean, I don't think even the best snipers in the world at 150 yards, you can just, with Trump weaving everywhere, can just graze the ear. I don't think Trump would go along with something like that. That doesn't sound like his MO. Some people thought it was fake. But you did have it come out that the deputy head of the Secret Service basically ordered a stand down, didn't give them the people they needed. The trajectory of a higher caliber bullet and the acoustics showed that you have crooks basically firing this way, you know, straight on, and then from another angle, maybe about 25 degrees over somebody else, we even see the bullet hitting some bags and clothes, some of the bullets, and then hitting people. You had several wounded. You had Corey Comparator getting killed. And then you had the FBI director at the time say, well, maybe he got hit by a bullet fragment, but not a bullet. But that's implying the bullets weren't being fired. Well, if the bullet didn't hit something in front of Trump, how is it a fragment? But since then, they have covered up any investigation. The FBI got caught covering up all the weird connections to the shooter or the Patsy shooter. They said the Secret Service shot him and killed him. It was a cop did that. He was on the roof for almost 10 minutes, 9.5 minutes. People saying, there's a shooter. There's a guy with a gun. A guy with a gun. 150 yards from the president. Right there on a roof that was barely even angled. They go, oh, well, the Secret Service couldn't have somebody up there. Normally they would because it was too dangerous. And people had the joke memes about, oh, my gosh, you know, that wheelchair access is at the same grade. I can't walk up it. It's too dangerous. Absolutely insane. So now Helen Comparator has come out, the widow of Corey Comparator, who was killed in the Butler PA assassination attempt on President Trump, shared these words in her interview on News Nation. She said, I believe it was an inside job. Interviewer, what will help you with closure when the people who put this all together that day are caught and it comes out? Well, I mean, we talked to investigators I've known for a long time that run very successful, respected PI firms, Hagman and others, and they got threatened by feds, FBI, you name it, follow them around, threatening them when they went out there. And so there's definitely a cover-up. Bongino, of course, on a show, went over all the same evidence we went over, saying there's definitely a cover-up. And then as soon as he got into his position, he said, no, there is no cover-up. I've been briefed, and you're an idiot if you think so. So, and then reportedly Trump doesn't want it looked at. So I don't know what to say, but if Trump acted, he is greater than Marlon Brando and Daniel Day-Lewis and everybody else rolled into one. I mean, just, you know what real is, folks. And by real, I mean, he legitimately is upset. He's legitimately pissed off. I don't think the Secret Service around him were involved. They all look like Keystone Cops. And of course you had the fat woman with the gun. Turns out they were just auxiliary security. I mean, this whole thing. But, and of course Corey got killed and others wounded. But she's right to say that definitely was an inside job because it came out the Secret Service wouldn't let him put a drone up, didn't care the other drones came by, didn't know who they were. I mean, just the whole thing. We've already gone over it 100 times or more. Corey's widow. Here she is.
Crooks himself remains shrouded in mystery. Authorities still haven't publicly identified a motive for his attempted assassination of President Trump.
You've expressed belief that the gunman, Thomas Crooks, didn't act alone.
I don't believe there was another shooter there, but I believe that he was working with somebody. I believe it was inside. It was an inside job inside the government somewhere.
And this was a political?
Oh, yeah.
Political.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Have you seen evidence to that?
Oh, I've been told things, but I've had something that happened with me that just afterwards, and you're starting to put the pieces together, it just made total sense.
What will help give you closure?
When the people who put this all together that day are caught and it comes out.
So if you had a message for President Trump, what would it be?
Just to don't forget us and remember what we went through that day. You know, we're still here and we need answers.
Helen Comparator says it was a year before the Secret Service actually reached out to her. The questions that she did ask, she says they didn't answer them fully. And she's now pleading reaching out to President Trump, hoping that he will intervene, apply pressure so she can get answers as to what happened here.
Just like Epstein, a cover-up. Just like Charlie Kirk, a cover-up. Just like the would-be assassin down in Mar-a-Lago, a cover-up. Time and time again, don't look at the trans group saying he'll be dead tomorrow and then celebrating, see, we told you he'd be dead. Don't look at how the crowd, a bunch of them got up and said yay to the supposed shooter and weren't scared. And one guy, George Zinn, jumps up and says, I did it, and says, no, I said that so the shooter would get away. And then just all of it, just the whole thing. And then we heard in court last week that, oh, the judge wouldn't let the public see it because it would turn, you know, the jury when they have the trial against Tyler Robinson. But it shows Tyler Robinson getting down with the gun and pulling the trigger. And then they show it in court because the court's so lazy or stupid. You can see the TVs. You can blow up what they're looking at. And it's a tiny black dot running across the roof. And that footage has been out before. And with it in HD, you just see a little bitty person. You can't even make it out running across the deal. And people said, that doesn't look compelling. And they went, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's like, what is going on here? It's unbelievable. Now, we're going to do something that is really hard on the eyes when we come back. And I just apologize if you are upset about the female form. You know, that it's harassing and evil to celebrate the female form. It's terrible to see female athletes. But that's why everybody tunes in. Ha, ha, ha. But the UN wants it banned. They basically want women, I guess, to start the process of wearing burkas whenever they are in sports. So the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, literally has put out guidelines. We'll show you these of what they want banned. And it's basically women below the waist. You show a full shot of a woman, not allowed to do it. That's curtailed. That's bad. A big fat drag queen and convicted pedophile at your elementary school, not telling you, having your kids bounce in their lap, that's fine. But the female form, bad, bad, bad. We need you totally demoralized. We need to not have families. We don't need couples to get together. We don't need children. We just need to, you know, men asking women out on dates is evil and bad. Look at the Gillette commercials. It's basically rape. But the gay pride parades, pedophile parades, targeting your children, that's okay. So it's all coming up. Next segment, absolute torture to watch. Then I got all the other serious news coming up. But this is serious as well, though. I'm joking around about some of it. Please remember, I'm asking for your help. I'm going to make it easy to help us. We've changed the world together, saved so many people getting them not taking the poison shots, fighting, you know, to stop these wars, fighting to get good populists and conservatives and Christians elected, fighting to secure our sovereignty. Think of all the good things this broadcast does, reaching millions of people a day, thanks to your support and thanks to your word of mouth. Let's keep it up. And I want to encourage those that have never gone to theAlexJonesShow.com. What are you thinking? We have the highest rated. We have the test posted there by third parties. Shower filters, so you don't absorb all the forever chemicals and gender-bending chemicals, and don't breathe it in the hot steam. It's just as important to filter your water as it is to that you drink, that it is to filter water that you bathe in or shower in. TheAlexJonesStore.com. These have come in, a year and a half in the making. They've got a good supply of them right now. More coming in about a month, but they probably will sell out before then. It is the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filtration Shower Head. No plumber needed. It just screws on any, you know, shower point that comes out. Your normal head is on. You just unscrew the old head, screw this head on. It's got the happy little tree frog, the straight frog. And then the water that goes down the drain into the water table has been cleaned. And then every 180 showers, you just get a replacement filter that's $30. You just screw off the head, pop it inside, throw the old filter away. You can go longer than 180 if you want. It just doesn't operate at maximum, you know, removal. But it certainly keeps mitigating. And I replace my similar systems. Now that I have this, I'll use this about every 6 months. So TheAlexJonesStore.com, clean up your water, do it for your children, your wife, your husband, and support the broadcast. Everybody should do this. To try to take control of your life and mitigate how many toxins are hitting you. Also, we have the limited edition collectible America 250th anniversary coin with the amazing, my favorite cross. I just love it. It touches my heart. If I've ever got a tattoo, it'd be of this. But I never had one, so I'm not getting one. And that is, I agree with Hegseth having one. I like it. That is the Jerusalem cross on one side, 1776 across it. And then on the other side, the American Eagle and the American flag. America assessed with Centennial 250 years, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you for your support. That is a fundraiser coin to keep us on the air, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then all the incredible supplements. We now have the ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, the strongest. Regular turmeric is 4%, still works great. Ours is 95%, way, way, way stronger. We don't have the liquid tincture, so you get better absorption at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's 30% off right now.
Fight for our sovereignty, but to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago. It's, you're fat. Your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't really really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gave back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission, you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
that. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Remember how a few years ago, Elon Musk came out and said, you know, decades ago when I was friends with and worked on a daily basis with Sergey Brin and Larry Page, the founders of Google, Eric Schmidt, they would tell me, we're not pro-human. We're pretty much anti-human. We're definitely not natalist. We don't want to have kids. We think, you know, there's too many people. We're not pro-human. Well, because they're eugenicists. They're not just pro-human, they're anti-human. And so it's been declassified that the CIA, when they got set up in 1947 along with the OSS, to the Tavistock Institute and other organizations and through the different psychology systems they had, set out to destroy the nuclear family. That is civilization. And that any civilization that ever formed was based on that. And then going back to the most ancient tribes, it was a family unit. They want you atomized. That means by yourself alone. And if you look at the statistics of liberals around the world, no matter what color they are, whether they're in Europe or whether they're in Asia or whether they're in Latin America or North America, they have the lowest birth rates. No matter what color they are alone. They are the most depressed. They're at the highest level of assisted suicide. 100,000+ have committed suicide via government hands. Many of them basically wards of the state, killed by the state. As we knew what happened, the cutting edge of that tyranny is now the Netherlands and, of course, Canada. That's what's coming here. States are now passing similar laws to what's been done there. And of the 100,000+ that have been killed by the state in the last couple of years in Canada, 99% are white. And the majority of those are liberal women. So that's their relationship. They don't want a man around. Feminists teach, mainline movement, that all sex is rape, that men are inherently parasites, and that the West is bad, and that Islam and everything else that's actually our patriarchies, twisted ones, are bad. They teach the West is bad when really, if anything's close to a matriarchy, it would be the West. So it's completely upside down world. Like when you see the gays and lesbians out with the Palestinian pro-Islam flags, and of course they'd be thrown off a cliff or thrown off a building if they were in the Middle East. They'd be executed. Bare minimum, put in prison. But all of that is pushed to undermine the West and undermine Western society because the egalitarian, free, classical liberal society of Thomas Jefferson, not the modern liberal society, means a tyranny, is too popular, works too well. The globalists want a transhuman, post-human, end of history, depopulation phase out. They don't want strong families. They don't want independent people. They don't want people to know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. They don't want people that know how to be good at business or life or relationships. They want you to believe in victimology. And I remember, and there's countless ads like this, but the ones that really stick in my head, I mean, there's so many. Remember about 6-7 years ago, they did it for 2 years straight at the Super Bowl. They would show these Gillette commercials. And it's like, oh, barbecue pits. You know, that's masculine, toxic masculinity. And, oh, it would show in different commercials guys walking and they'd see a girl on the street and say hi to her, and the other guy would grab him by the shoulder and flip him around and say, you're not supposed to talk to a girl. So they teach that saying hi to a girl, they teach that even asking a girl out is bad, while they hyper-sexualize the children and teach them to go to gay pride parades where men defecate on each other and drive around naked on bicycles and shake their genitals in children's faces. At the same time, they push being fat and obese and being unhealthy is beautiful. It's like they push ugly architecture. It got declassified. Starting in the 50s, the CIA funded universities, put out ugly art, ugly modern art, ugly buildings that crush the human spirit. That's what all of this is. And again, in these Gillette commercials, you're like right here, he's like, oh, I'm going to ask that girl out. Oh, no, buddy, you don't talk to a girl. You don't have a relationship. You just stay on your iPhone, stay in your apartment block, watch TV, watch porn, masturbate, which all the studies show make you depressed and isolated and you don't get a mate. Then they teach the women, hate men, you don't need them, and if you do get pregnant, have an abortion. It's a great right. It's a wonderful thing. So now the International Olympic Committee has come out with a guidebook that shows cartoon stylizations of what you see in women's sports, long jumping, pole vaulting, volleyball, you name it. And they say this is unacceptable. And it's basically any shot of a woman from the stomach up. It has women pole vaulting over, and you can't have a shot under, which is the classic shot for men and women. When they go over, you have a camera under, so you can see how they made it over the top. And they're saying they're going to penalize and fine or fire any TV crews or individuals that show this. So you have a wide shot of women walking around, and they get down in a crouched position to, say, do the 100-yard dash, and you're admiring the female form, and this is why a lot of people tune in. I mean, I don't tune in to get as excited to watch the men, but it's still, wow, look at that athlete. Look at that guy power lift. I mean, it's amazing to admire the stamina. But with the women, yeah, it's, wow, isn't she beautiful? God's creation. And then you'll be sitting there with your wife or whatever, or even my daughters, and, you know, there's some really good-looking football player or something. They're like, ooh, he's cute. Ooh, I like him. Who'd you see that? That's normal. And they're trying to make you these neurotic weirdos that think everything normal and healthy. Yeah, look at this. They say, this angle is not acceptable. Red X. This image was taken from an SSM replay. The angle doesn't offer anything to the commentators or audience. It only offers a compromising image. Now, quite frankly, you could say a shot from the back or whatever, but that's, they're walking around. They're turning around. They're turning forward. But you watch men's pole vaulting. They have the shot where they get ready. They run the wide shot. And then it will cut to a close shot under as they go over or they fail. And then you've got another wide shot as they hit. That is completely normal. So these girls know they're beautiful. They get huge contracts out of it. They make a lot of money. They work their asses off, literally. And it's a celebration of the human form. It's why we have Greek and Roman statues of, you know, a beautiful naked woman standing there. You're admiring the curves that God created. I mean, I'm not attracted to horses, but I can admire a beautiful horse when you're sitting there feeding it and you look at its eyes and its face and the curves and its legs and just how God made it. Or you can look at a tiger. I'm not attracted to a tiger, but they're beautiful. I mean, you just look at the colors and the eyes and the teeth and the face and all of it. So when you watch the men, you're seeing if they can break a record, and it's still, you're admiring the stamina and you know, just, wow, what a species we are. And when the girls are watching it, you'll hear them. Oh, he's cute. Oh, yeah. And it's the same thing. And your wife doesn't look over at you when you go, you're like, look at that. In fact, I saw a lot of the women who probably aren't bisexual, but they were commenting, hey, come on, what's wrong with this? I mean, who doesn't admire this? So the women like the men, and the men like the women. I mean, I got a 9-year-old daughter who's not really into sports. I mean, she plays some sports, but she got caught up in the World Cup, and, you know, we're sitting there, and so I bought her a couple of World Cup magazines when I was at the store, and she goes, I think he's handsome. I think he's great. He's not really handsome, but I admire him because he's such a good player. It's normal, but they want to teach this neurotic brainwashing that this is a bad thing. But then all the degeneracy and putting kids on Ritalin and Prozac and telling them they're another sex and then sterilizing them with chemicals or having them mutilate themselves. And little girls, they cut off their forearm meat and make fake penises that don't even have feeling in them with a piece of PVC pipe into it. They almost always fall off. And then you cut the breast off and you cut the testicles and penis off and just all of this totally sick. And they teach you all of that is great. All of that is good. All of that is wholesome, and it's all meant to sabotage and demoralize and destroy society. So here they are. Oh, you can show a girl putting her hands over her face. You can show her walking at a distance, but you don't show her crouching down in the blocks in swimming or in running or in any of it to watch them explode off of it. I mean, I remember my mother when she was a master swimmer. She didn't start swimming until she was about 30, but then she competed masters, won some gold and silver medals against Olympics. I mean, she could have been an Olympic swimmer. And I was a good swimmer, too. I quit when I was 13 because I was chasing girls, but I was winning, you know, statewide meets and stuff for the freestyle shorter races and things. But the point was, is I remember going to my mother's events, and, you know, I'm a little kid, and I wasn't, like, attracted to the women. I remember going, wow, those women have, you know, really good muscles. Wow. They've got really good, you know, I remember like I was looking at a horse and I'm thinking, man, my mom's really in good shape. I mean, it's totally normal to just admire a tiger, admire a horse. But then if you're of age and you've hit puberty, you're a girl, you're going to admire good looking males. You're a boy, you're going to admire good looking females. Everybody knows this. But the people that tell you that's bad, there's no X and Y chromosomes. And they produce all these books and movies and documentaries and push them on kids, trying to completely screw them up. And you wonder, oh, why do they have record level suicide with the trans community? Because they're on all these drugs or all these chemicals. Most of them had some of a mental illness before, or they had autism. And they're targeting the Down syndrome population with this, too. So it is absolutely sick and evil and disgusting. And by the way, I'm really proud of the crew finding a 7-year-old Gillette ad. They found a bunch of others, too. They're all horrible, but they're even better with audio. If you're a radio listener, you didn't see them. Maybe we should play, I know you played a couple of them, play the one, it's in all of them, but it shows the white guy walking, the whole ad's like that, and a white girl walks by, a girl walks by, and the guy goes, hey, I'm going to talk to her, and the guy grabs him and goes, whoa, you don't talk to a woman, that's like rape. So, yeah, there's a still shot of it. Woo, you don't talk to her. So that's what this is. And they're giving mental neurosis to people, and folks, I was already going to say that when I saw this last night. I planned this for the show today. Then I noticed commentators got it. And that's good. Just like when I said 20 years ago, the transhumans about depopulation and getting us ready to merge the machines. Because if you'll accept a man being a woman being a man, and take parental rights away and have the state brainwash kids, you'll accept forcing people into cybernetics. And now they admit that that's why this agenda is being pushed. So here's the Gillette commercial.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
Actually, I think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual.
All right, hit pause. So it comes out all the pedophilia, all the Satanism, the elites, cooking children, sex slaves will be delivered. None of them get in trouble. I mean, the FCC tried to really start coming out about 10 years ago, and then they go, oh, it's me too. It's asking a girl out, or the girl was drunk and you were drunk, so it's rape. Or just all of this to change the subject and get us all to fight with each other. So, and if for radio listeners, you've got men lined up with their barbecue pit saying, oh, little boys fight, little boys wrestle. That's what all mammals of the male species do when they're little. You have to learn how to do that. That is normal. So they mix, oh, and men are leading the meeting, the corporate meeting. Actually, the women lead most of it now, and 70% of the college graduates are women. Men are being targeted, not just white men. Men in general are under attack, and it's in the documents, it's in the records. 20 years ago, we recognized it, but it turned out over a decade ago, it was a regulatory ESG rule through Hollywood, through BlackRock, that the women must beat up the women must be in charge everywhere, the men have to have bad images. And I remember Paul Ehrlich in the 70s and 80s on TV, I played the clips, who writes the people bomb, the population bomb, the world government depopulationist. He was a top advisor to Obama. He said, notice all the movies and TV shows will now show men as weak, men as stupid, men as pathetic, and the women as the bosses. What is Married with Children? What is Archie Bunker? What is all every time? Why? To undermine men, to turn women and men against each other. And men get to where they're like, fine, I don't want a woman. I'll just watch porn and go play pool or, you know, whatever they do. And that's the statistics. And then the women are all thinking they don't need men. By 40, they freak out and do want them. And then all these executive women on average quit and try to go out and have a family. It's too late. So they're giving you a roadmap to make you alone and destroyed. Let's finish the Gillette ad.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men.
And small.
I am strong.
Teach your boys they're bad. Teach your girls they're good.
Is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
So they're telling you there's a problem with men. Men are bad. They need to be put on Ritalin. They need to be put on drugs. But have the CIA in the 80s and 90s declassified, put out gangster rap that the CIA wrote about killing cops and killing other black people so they could literally fill the prisons up with black people. First, you take the dad out of the house, start with the Great Society in the 60s. LBJ said, I'm going to break up these black communities. I'm going to make them poor. I'll have them under our control. And then you go in and say, be gangsters, be murderers. Social media erupts over new broadcasting guidelines that discourage sexualized shots of female athletes. The Raising the Bar report on women's athletics coverage drew mockery after resurfacing. So let's go to something beautiful here. This is a young woman who then ended up being an international champion at the hurdles. And just look at how amazing it is that she just psyched up, happy, positive. Some of the other girls using the same technique. Some people use the technique of getting angry. That's what a lot of guys do. But women just get all happy and fluid and excited. And she does a beautiful dance like she's a beautiful bird. And then she explodes and wins massively. And then she gets endorsement deals because she's beautiful and she's amazing. Go ahead and roll it. I'm really sorry for radio listeners, you don't get to see this. Boys are evil because they're men, and upwards of half of Hollywood, like Megan Fox, forced transition to little boys, make them wear dresses. A lot of them end up, you know, committing suicide. They do that to say, oh, I'll not only not make him masculine, I'll make him think he's a girl. So it's about basically, you can't just outright sacrifice your son to Moloch. We can go ahead and put him on a bunch of drugs, tell him he's a girl, and screw him up. Meanwhile, they make the women have chips on their shoulder and think if a guy opens the door for them and says, hey, how you doing, beautiful? That if the guy's a rapist, then they have chips on their shoulders and think men are out to get them and wonder why they're not successful. But you get a beautiful, smart woman that knows the power she's got and has a good attitude, she can dominate any business corporation she wants. But then she has the clock ticking and wants to get an alpha man and have babies. Because let me tell you, the smarter, the sexier a woman, the more she wants a man who is her equal or even superior. That's what women are looking for, a man they think is superior. That's the genetic selection system of all life forms, particularly mammals. That's what they're looking for. So in a way, the Gillette ads are pretty good. You just ignore a woman if you want them to come after you, but she's still got to like you. No, they don't want you even talking to a woman, so that interaction never happens. So there's no children. That's what it's all about. I watch this all day. When I look at these women, I don't even get sexually excited. It's just beautiful. It's just, it's good. It's like a sunset or a beautiful forest or, you know, you're driving through the European countryside and you see a castle up on a hill. It just looks good. It's wholesome. It's strong. It's nice. Like seeing a beautiful bouquet of flowers and a nice spread being laid on the table for dinner. It's just wholesome. And then you have the human body and the focus and all the rest of it. It's intense and how happy she is, how effervescent she is. And look how happy she is. Yeah, that's who you want, guys. She's not going to be around some chip on the shoulder loser. She's not going to be around some, you know, guy that wants to dominate her. No, she wants somebody that's going to make her stronger. She's going to make him stronger. That's what it's all about. Now, I'm going to start getting to this because this was the moment 4 months into the Trump administration where I, like a sinking rock, knew, oh, it is Trump saying kill the Epstein investigation. And it was him. And I already knew that from White House sources. People didn't believe me. And then, of course, it was Trump. And just remember, the Democrats are almost all the people implicated, but he's protecting the power structure. In his own words, he thinks it'll crash the stock market. And so he made his deal with the devil. Doesn't mean we don't still support policies that are better than Democrats. But we have to, in my view, make a clean break and say, if MAGA is associated with you and all the insider trading and all the dirty deals that are happening now that you didn't do before, then I put the demarcation mark out that you've lost the luster. The spell is broken, and I hope Trump repents and gets back on the straight and narrow. But I want to just remind people why so many people in MAGA are upset, because unlike the Democrats, we don't just hold our nose and support a party or leaders that behave like this. And here's where Trump sunk himself.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know it. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there, because there's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world. But I think I would, or at least.
Do you think that would restore trust? Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others. Certainly about the way he died, it would be interesting to find out what happened there, because that was a weird situation and the cameras didn't happen to be working, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, wait, pause. Yeah, back it up. This is like 5 minutes long, so we'll take the rest of the segment next. But Bongino said clearly Epstein was murdered, and then he gets in and says, oh, no, he wasn't. Don't ask questions. I've been briefed. And they put out a video saying it's the whole video, doesn't show anything, doesn't even show a cell. And then they cut out a couple minutes of it. We learned they cut out dozens of minutes from it. Remember all that? I mean, again, the earlier Trump's like, oh, yeah, we need trust. Let's release it. Oh, let's look at how Epstein died. Now we're told don't look at any of that. Let's continue.
Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others. Certainly about the way he died, it would be interesting to find out what happened there, because that was a weird situation and the cameras didn't happen to be working, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I'd go a long way toward that one.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are.
We have flight logs. We have information, names. That will come out.
A little while later.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats, and some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. Instead of talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous.
We'll come back with more of it, Adam Adbracken, and then your calls and more. But, I mean, here's the deal, Trump. This was owned by the Democrats. It was known it was mainly them. And even when the millions of emails got released, it was a bunch of them and a few Republicans like Lex Wexner and a few others. And so because he's a big donor, everything has to be covered up. And because it's connected to Israel and Mossad, all confirmed. Then those millions of emails come out, and it's like cannibalism and sex slaves being delivered. It says it. And then now here we are, and people are still like, where is it? And Bongino says there's nothing. There's nothing there. So same thing with Cash Patel. It's disgusting. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So the International Olympic Committee says they're banning anybody showing women basically from the bottom down, even in wide shots. They're saying it's evil, it's horrible, it's sexist, normal, you know, humans liking each other, males liking females, females liking males. And meanwhile, though, drag queen story time, gay pride parades with little kids, pedophilia, sexualization of kids, all that's okay. One of the writers commenting on this said this is a very good example of high sexual neuroses, but on a institutional level. You have the implicit idea that male desire is immoral and dirty and dangerous, that it contaminates female dignity, violates them with uncontested, unconsented sexualization, but with the added institutional level that male desire is a moral danger and must be managed from the outside, and some sort of external authority, in this case the broadcaster, needs to be tasked with manage with possible sexual perception of female athletes, because it is unacceptable and even dangerous that male desire be activated. And it goes on. And you can tell this is a female neurotic system, because it at no point is it suggested that women perform in clothes that aren't one step above underwear. No, it's the dirty men and their horrible sexual leering that taints something innocent with scary and threatening sexuality. So you end up with an institutional sexual neurotic behavior, treating male desire as a public risk that must be managed, but then women can run around and do whatever they want. Then you have Islam coming in saying, no, it's so powerful, you got to put it in a beekeeper suit, and you got to keep them as slaves because the men can't be trusted. It's all out of control. Let's go back to Trump, though, flip-flopping on Epstein. We can't forget this and forget what the real degeneracy is, the elites in Hollywood. Here it is.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. Instead of talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. They're wasting their time with a guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success we have with the economy, the best we've
done. Under your federal control, he died.
The things we've done, including the Middle East.
2019, when you were president.
Instead, they want to talk about the Epstein hoax. And the sad part is it's people that are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people.
He said, my past supporters have bought into this bullshit hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson. They probably never will, even after being conned by the lunatic left. And then he said, let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. And then he said, I don't want their support anymore.
Mr. President, I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled?
You said you were going to expose it.
Why they would be so interested? He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all.
Mr. Epstein, the sex slave will be delivered to the Hyatt. The children will be delivered for your pleasure. John Podesta, the 7-year-old will be delivered to the hot tub for you. And then Ludnick right beside him at the island living next door lying about it.
I don't understand why it keeps going. I think, well, really only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something.
And the reason we're bringing this back up is
credible information.
Congress is about to bring all this back out.
I would say let them have it.
President Donald Trump's attacks on conservative commentators.
And when the Democrats get back in, you know what's going to happen.
Firestorm. In a True Social post, Trump targeted Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, and Megyn Kelly, accusing them of having low IQs and fighting him for years because of it. The barbs have prompted sharp retaliation from his critics. Alex Jones, founder of InfoWars, responded on X with a podcast clip saying he's endured hell supporting Trump as the lesser of two evils.
So if you think I've been coming after you, if you think that I'm trying to get clicks by attacking you so the Democrats that don't buy anything from me and don't like me want to put me in jail, if you think I've been on you...
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Bunch of sunken, blown up ships. We got U.S. bases and ships hit, Kuwaiti ships, more than 10 countries hit, Israel threatening to use nuclear weapons, Iran threatening to obliterate their nuclear sites, hit Israel's nuclear sites. That's an Israeli ship on fire right there. Now we have Iran through the folks in Yemen saying that they are going to close that strait. Iran threatens to close the Bab el-Badab Strait. We also have Matt Bracken's map here. He put together of the energy war, Russian energy hit, Europe's energy being hit, the U.S. with NATO blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. This goes back years up to now, and all the different sites being hit by Iran, Iran being hit, and what's it causing? Massive energy price increases. Shortages and shortages of fertilizer, helium used for chip manufacturing, and more. So I appreciate Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, one of the best, smartest, wide-knowledge counterterrorism experts out there, to not just hit this, the war in Ukraine, the escalations there, Iran 137 days in, but also what he believes is coming next in all of this, and is there any off-ramp for Trump? We saw Trump snubbing Netanyahu the last 2 weeks, not meeting with him in D.C. Then they wanted to try to come to the NATO meeting or want him to come to Israel. He snubbed him on that. Israel's not part of NATO. Then we have Trump coming out and saying that he leaked to Axios his phone call with Netanyahu last week. That article's at AlexJonesLive.com. It just broke today, saying that, and I told you it's Trump leaking to Axios. Now they admit that's the one doing it. So we have the neocons saying, let's arrest whoever's leaking that Trump's mad at Netanyahu to Axios. It's Trump. And Trump saying, I don't want greater Israel. I want you out of Lebanon. I want you out of Syria. Netanyahu says, no, we're going to stay there. So this is really coming to a head. Is it just for our consumption or is it real? We'll cover it all with Matt Bracken. And I want to give the number out and we'll just take 6-7 calls towards the end of the hour, last 30 minutes or so. Your comments, your questions on the geopolitics, on the war. This is a regional war. It's been a regional war. It never ended. The strait is closed. Trump sent ships in closer. They had to pull back. His missiles were being shot at him and got very close. He said a month ago that Iran can keep it closed. It's only 18 miles. They've got the artillery, the missiles to do it. But then he keeps saying now he's going to be the guardian of it. He's going to take 20%. And then he backed off that because he can't get control of it and said, well, we'll just get investment in the U.S. This is floundering. This is beyond flip-flopping. This is certainly not 3D chess. So Matt Bracken of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. You can also find him on X. We'll put his X account up there under him as well. Appreciate you coming on because you're one of the best minds on this, probably the best that we have on as a guest, to give your take on it. Also look at Lindsey Graham's death. And you have Larry Johnson, former deputy head of counterterrorism, CIA, and the State Department, who, as you know, trained the Pentagon, saying his Pentagon sources in the main command center said the generals believed as of Sunday, and we're trying to see Johnson's new statements on it, that Graham did die actually in Ukraine. The timeline doesn't fit him getting back, but maybe he did die here. I don't know. The FBI raiding his house, still there 4 days later. A lot of bizarre behavior taking place. We'll pick your brain about all those topics that all tie together. Matt Bracken, thanks for being here. Obviously, we can go 35,000 foot view first, the energy war, and then let's drill into what's happening in the Middle East in this new threat to close this other strait. Matt Bracken.
Well, you can tell I think in terms of maps. I think, you know, for me, making these maps, or I just take maps I find and then add things to them, you know, to make them fit, you know, today's news. But Mike Adams, you know, he just wrote a text post today that I think is out of this world. I don't think there's anybody that nails all of the, you know, it's not just energy, petroleum, gas, oil, all of the other things that are being blocked right now. And what they mean.
What's the name of the post? We'll pull it up and you can read it on air.
It's Mike Adams posted it like maybe early this morning. It's like, it's a long post. It'll take 5 minutes to read, but I did retweet it. But he's just brilliant on this is going to cause famines. You can't feed 8 billion people if you take away half the food because half of the food depends on fertilizer that's not going to be shipped. It's just math. So that's the Mike Adams, you know, economic and commodity and, you know, supply chain part of it. But in the geopolitical part of it, if you can, that's great. That post, I wish that could be read in the White House, the Pentagon, everywhere. And so much would change if it was. But if you put up my energy world war map again, you mentioned Nord Stream. I forgot to put a little bomb symbol over the Nord Stream because that was absolutely part of this whole thing. And
the opening salvo 3 years ago.
Yeah, depending on when you you could say it really started with the Maidan coup in 2014. There's a bomb blast in the Med. That's where a Russian ship was sunk, either torpedoed or otherwise sabotaged. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. And that ship was carrying a strategic cargo through the Mediterranean to Vladivostok. Then you've got the U.S. destroyer disgracefully sinking a virtually unarmed, newly commissioned Iranian, smaller than a frigate, like a corvette called the Dina, which was doing a diplomatic port visit in Iran. And early in the days of this war that we started, not a defensive war, we torpedoed that ship, you know, which is like using a sledgehammer on a mouse, you know, a mouse that's in a mouse trap. And believe me, the Iranians haven't forgot that, or the girls at Manab and many other things. But yeah, this is becoming a world war. And if you look at the two fronts, the main fronts of this war, the Ukrainians have struck all the way up to Murmansk with drones, either provided or engineered with, you know, British and American and German help. So it stretches all the way from Murmansk to the Bab al-Mandeb Strait and even to Ceylon, which is where the, you know, Sri Lanka, which is where that Iranian ship was sunk. There's only 800 kilometers, which is 500 miles between these two fronts, but it's actually closer than that because the whole Black Sea is now a battlefront. Because these sea drones are striking Russian ships all over the Black Sea and even in the Sea of Azov. And if you consider that our war against Assad, who was a Russian ally in Syria, is also part of this war, it's really close. You know, you had Russian bases on the Med, an air base and a naval base right on the Med for decades and decades. And our man, who is named Jolani, who was an ISIS head chopper sent to Syria by al-Baghdadi, one of his senior lieutenants, he's now renamed Shara, wears suits, has a haircut, visits the White House, yucks it up with Trump right in the Oval Office. He's a head chopper, but he's our head chopper. And Trump has said, maybe we'll send him into Lebanon. Okay, so look at how close this is all knitting together to being just one world war. You know, you have our side, the Brits, America, Germany, supplying deep strike weapons to Ukraine to fire into Russia. And this is like a new form of proxy war, where if you have a vassal state that is basically under your complete domination and control, you can use it as a virtual launch pad. You can ship HIMARS there. You can ship ATACMS there. You can ship long-range drones there. Fire them out of Ukraine anywhere in Russia and then say, oh, that's not us. That's Ukraine. Well, Russia's about over it. They've been threatening. You know, they've been.
Well, that's where I was going. That's where I was going next. We had Putin and Lavrov last week saying, we're done talking. You want total war. We're going to start hitting NATO targets. Victor Boots, very well dialed in. He said it's coming very, very soon, including hitting the UK, Germany, and France, definitely sinking NATO cargo ships with weapons. I mean, you think that's really going to happen? And if it does, how do you expect NATO is going to respond? This is a serious escalation. But as Russia said, proportionally, they've not escalated up to the level of NATO financing all these deeper and deeper strikes on the energy sector and on civilian targets inside Russia, all extremely provocative.
You know, another similarity between Iran and Russia at this point is that the populations seem to be ahead of their leaders in terms of wanting to accelerate. You know, Putin is being criticized for not attacking these factories, for not escalating, for just taking it. You can't call it a special military operation anymore. You know, when they're hitting practically to Lake Baikal, they've hit refineries near Lake Baikal to Murmansk. So it's very deep inside of Russia, very big threat to Russia. Then you have in Iran with the big state funeral, all the red flags were the revenge flag, meaning we want more. We don't want this memorandum of understanding. They've now rejected the MOU and said America wasn't complying with it. So it's out the window. They put up their own map. That's if you can put up number four, that shows the Strait of Hormuz. And the Iran has now said, we're forgetting the MOU. It's worthless. That purple area is now the zone that Iran says, if you want to transit the Strait of Hormuz, any ships in that area have to report to us. They're under air control. And what's really significant about that is that covers the port of Fujairah that you'll see. That's at the end of a pipeline. So this was one of the two ways to circumvent the Strait of Hormuz for large amounts of oil. You know, so like several million barrels per day were going out of that pipeline through Fujairah. That port's been struck. And also on the Red Sea, there's a port called Yanbu where Saudi oil's been going, you know, westward across Saudi Arabia to the Red Sea. That can now be closed by the Houthis, you know, when they decide to come in with Iran. You've got the United States Navy. They're outside of the Gulf of Oman.
And let's raise that point. It's reports that Trump sent the main fleets in closer. They got bombarded and did have to pull back. Trump has ordered them to take the strait, the water. He's preparing and looking at a ground invasion. We should speak about what that would take and what you predict would happen if that did. Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to get your take on that. And just the fact that Trump continues to look incredibly weak, saying we got a deal, we don't have a deal, we control the strait, we're going to get 20% out of it. The day later, okay, we can't do that. I mean, this is a disaster. Can you elaborate on what this means to the world?
You know, it is a disaster. And you know, this This is obviously showing the world that America is in many respects a paper tiger. There's so many aspects to this. When we started this war, we really weren't prepared for it because our bases in the Gulf states are above ground. They were all built on the assumption that our defenses would protect us from anything Iran could throw at them. Or maybe they just didn't think that deeply. But our bases are basically, you know, thin-skinned buildings on parking lots. And they were pummeled. You know, I caught your segment with Nick Fuentes. He made a mistake that's very common. A lot of people are saying, you know, that they've hit the Fifth Fleet headquarters in Bahrain. There's no Fifth Fleet headquarters in Bahrain. That was abandoned. You know, our ships left the Persian Gulf before February 28th. They left. They knew it was coming and that they couldn't defend themselves in the Persian Gulf, especially dockside. So the Fifth Fleet headquarters was pummeled. The staff officers, admirals are out on ships now. They're not in Bahrain. So when we send new weapons into these places, like the we've been hearing about attack on missiles and so on, they're unloaded from airplanes and they're sitting on a parking lot, which makes them very vulnerable to attack. They're not dug in like the Iranian stuff is deep inside of mountains. Yet the Iranians preparing for this war put all of their assets underground. You can't show up in the middle of a war and also start digging bunkers. You know, that takes time. So
I want to talk about the topography of Iran and what a ground invasion would look like. And as you said, he can't do it, as the head of the army told him, and Trump fired him 2 months ago. But before we do that, you have Trump saying literally 2 days ago again, Iran doesn't have any more missiles. We got rid of all their missiles. And then Iran just said, oh, yeah, watch this. Some of the biggest bombardments ever the last 5 days. And it's only intensifying. Iran, according to military experts, it was built like God made it to be impregnable, like Mordor. It's totally surrounded by mountains. And then the Strait of Hormuz is just set up as a death trap. 2,000-3,000 foot sheer cliffs.
That's one of the reasons. That's why Persia has existed as a cultural empire, or as a culture, as an empire for millennia. Because it's like a sweet spot. You know, it doesn't allow them easily to expand outward. They never became the Roman Empire. You know, they fought with the Greeks and so forth. But, you know, in fact, Persia is a Greek word. It's like us calling German, German instead of Deutsch. But the Persians could never be kicked out of there either. Even when Islam took over, the way that Islam can, it's Islam with Persian characteristics. And it's still the Persian people and Persian culture and Persian language, Iranian language. So they're never going to be kicked out of there. One of the things that drives me the craziest is, people are still thinking if we just bomb them harder, they're going to surrender. They don't understand. This is the fountainhead of the Shia religion, right? This is like the Rome of the Shia religion. And it was founded on martyrdom. These were the guys that would not go along with the Sunni assembly of elders approach to selecting the next leader of the faith. The schism was over. We refuse. You have to kill us. Kill us and we still won't do it. Kill us and the people after us won't do it. So Americans saying if we just bomb them harder, they're going to surrender. They're going to submit is like telling a bunch of Texas cowboys, you know, if you don't put on lipstick and say you're gay, and, you know, we're just going to keep pounding on you. The Texans it's like totally missing the culture.
But it's not just Matt Trump's missing the culture. When Israel advised them to kill the mullah, all the experts said it will make them dig in harder. They're not vertically integrated.
The Israelis knew it.
They have a parallel system. Israel admits they're trying to embroil us in a long-term war as the cover while we get killed and they get killed and we go bankrupt. Then they can expand their Greater Israel project into Lebanon, Syria.
Absolutely.
And so they admit that cold-bloodedly. So when the neocons call us panicans and traitors, we were proven right. The Pentagon knew this. They treasonously, traitorously knew that they were setting us up. This is so cynical. It's so sick. But now that we've been totally proven right, 137 days in, a lot of these neocons really aren't neocons. They just They're Christian Zionists. They buy into the lie. They don't know what chumps they are. What is your message to them about where this is going? Well, because Iran is winning. This is hurting America and the world economy. We are total chumps. Israel's only thinking about itself. And how do you get these Christian Zionists to get their heads out of their asses?
That I don't know. I think we have to just ignore them and you know, point out the foolishness of their belief system. But you know, there's a big cost to all of these wars that we've been involved in, mostly on Israel's behalf. And they do understand the psychology of these peoples, and they understand the American psychology. They can work them against each other, like getting us to be the, you know, the big ogre bear to attack Iran that they could never do. They needed to get the big oaf. That's that Master Blaster meme. You know, the little evil dwarf in the Thunderdome on top of the big goof with the mask. That's us. We're the big goof wearing the mask. They want us to break up Iran the way that Libya's been broken up, Syria's been broken up. Israel wants to be surrounded by failed states that are in civil war. That's easy to control.
That's their admitted plan. So let me just back you up on this. Without even looking, that's a term I use every day, because I'm not looking for prominent rabbis and members of the Knesset and Ben-Gavir. They're all on TV saying, oh, we love this war. Our enemies are killing each other. You know, they call us, I guess, Adam or whatever, or the Romans. And I'm not saying it's all the Jews over there, but a big faction of them literally say, ha, 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 the Americans are going bankrupt and all this fighting our enemy while we expand and take over the lands around us.
Yes.
Netanyahu uses it to stay in power. Netanyahu uses it to stay in power. I mean, it's so cynical.
That's a big part of this, that they do see us still as Rome. They speak about that as Europe, the West, as the new Rome. And they hate us for that. They hate Rome for what they perceive the Romans did to the Jews thousands of years ago. They're still, you know, like Michael Yon said, you know, we've imported all of these, he calls it Jurassic trailer park, these ancient feuds that we don't even understand. So we import this one side in that, the anti-Russian side, the pro-Israel side, and we just assume their feud, and we become the big goon to fight their battles. But the side effect of these wars is the refugee flow, and this is where it ties into that New Rome concept. Syria, all these Syrian refugees, Libya, you know, through Africa.
Oh, I've got the top, rabbi in Israel says, we love the Americans doing these wars, then we flood them with the Muslims to kill them, and both our enemies kill each other. I mean, they say it.
We're just being played for suckers every which way you can imagine. But this is not just another war. I would be against it if it was like a Vietnam War or Iraq War, an Afghanistan War. But we could fight those wars for years until we got tired of it, until there was too much domestic pressure, until the economy was too rotten. But it didn't affect the whole world economy. It wasn't, you know, the Vietnam War didn't like cause an oil crisis around the globe. Neither did Afghanistan or Iraq. But this does. And I have an analogy. This isn't a fight like between armies out in fields. This is a fight between scuba divers in a cave. I forget who calls it it's competitive collapse. Who suffers more and fails first? Which scuba diver in this knife fight in the cave has an air tank that's going to run out first? And both of their air tanks eventually run out. The whole world economy collapses.
Exactly.
So it's not like we can just play this game for the next 3 or 4 years like Afghanistan or Iraq. We are wrecking the global economy, going back to that Michael Adams thing. Michael Adams, right, he said, if we don't have 100 ships going out per day for 100 days starting tomorrow, we're guaranteed a global depression. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
And by the way, those numbers are shared by the stock market, by the analysts, by all of us. We don't just make predictions that come true because we're magical. We don't have crystal balls. Mike Adams, you, I own this. I'm not trying to, you know, say, oh, I'm smart too, but I predicted all of this March 1st in a 3-hour Saturday show. I said, we'll be here in 6 months. It'll start destroying the economy. Israel wants this to be a distraction for chaos while they expand to Lebanon and Syria and want Turkey next. And now they're doing it all. How did I know all this? Because Israel said it. What's crazy is they go on Israeli TV in Hebrew and laugh at us and admit it all. We'll be right back. I'm extremely excited about this. You know we always have the strongest turmeric at the alexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4-5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams, and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy, turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free, gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters that are the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
We see the earth now.
You got it.
We see the earth.
You got it.
Matt Bracken is doing an excellent job. You notice I'm jumping in to back him up on everything he's saying because we need to have a real sense of urgency about what's going on. So I want you to elaborate as the break came on the fact this isn't like Vietnam where we can be there for 11 years or 15, depending on when you really think the war started, 60 or 64, ending in 75. And now Trump alarmingly said 2 days ago, well, we were there 19 years, which wasn't right, of course. So big deal. So he's gone from no new big wars or whatever to big deal. We've had 19-year wars. Can't even get that right. And I don't even want to bash Trump. I'm in pain that he went totally sideways 4 months into this new administration. And I mean, I was ecstatic the first 4 months. People said, why are you just having orgasms on air? Because it was happening. I mean, had a rocket tied to his agenda. And since then, we now know Lutnick heavily involved at the island, all the sickness, the 3 million plus emails and photos. I mean, I still go find new ones going through it. And the feds pulled down a bunch of it too. And I mean, we're delivering the sex slave. It's all the money laundering, the weapons, the drug dealing, the genetic engineering. I mean, it's all just thousands of bombshells. And clearly Israel's been blackmailing Trump into this. It all came out that he was high-level Mossad, MI6, CIA, at a nexus point. And where I was wrong is I knew he worked for the Toronto Commission, was on one of the boards. I knew he was tapped by David Rockefeller. But I didn't know it was in 1990 when he was 30. I didn't know that he was the stand-in. The Roman term is legate, meaning speaking for the emperor. He'd have a seal in a paper and a ring. And everybody would know who the legate was. He was a senator or somebody. And they spoke for the emperor. The Roman ambassadors at that time spoke, I am the emperor, with this scroll and with this letter. And so they could sign deals on behalf of the Roman kings, the Caesars. And here we are, and we've been proven totally right, but it wasn't hard. Israel knew what they were doing, and now we're deep into this. So Netanyahu just handed the whole world economy a hand grenade with the pin pulled and said, here, kid, have a candy. And now it's already caused massive devastation in the growing season. They're already estimating tens of millions of more migrants to flood into Europe. Spain's legalized it, so it's a better invasion point. And it's replacement migration. And you look, and then as Mike Adams said in his post, that's dead on, I've scanned over it now, this is already baked in. If we had record levels of the Strait and other things back open, it would take a year. And even that can't be really mitigated. But instead, I think this is going to go on indefinitely because Iran says they want $500 billion and they want all U.S. military bases out. And they want to enrich uranium, but not weapons grade, the lead-in inspectors. And then they came down to $300 billion. And then Israel starts bombing Lebanon and them again. So they say, you're not in control. You don't run your country. So we can't make a deal with you. Every time Trump gets one of these sheets of paper that is just an agreement to have a discussion about an agreement, he says, I have the deal, like on his birthday at the UFC. It's all done. It's over. It's over 50 times he's done that, and the credibility-killing nature of that, and then the neocons and the white pillar followers, not all of them are operatives, but a lot of them have gotten the $1.3 billion Israel's admittedly out of his Knesset alone funded the last 18 months. They then sit around and say, we're the reason we're going to lose the midterms, and they say, we're panicking. And you can say, well, just ignore them and move on. Yeah, they're hated. They have almost no viewers, but they give you the mind of even Trump and the White House of him wanting an exit ramp, but there is no exit ramp, and we just need to understand they're going to try to blame myself and Tucker Carlson and you and everybody else for this disaster, even though we're the ones trying to stop it and that are right. And so we need to get on it and start explaining to people where the pain is coming from. The American people already know, all the polls show they're blaming Trump, but at the end of the day, sure, blame him, but Netanyahu deserves the lion's share, and the American people need to understand that so we can dovetail that in to killing the NDAA subsection 219 now, it was 224, which the Senate voted down yesterday, and that was part of the reason, but they're still going to try to bring it back to merge our military with Israelis. So you see this skull right here, folks? BlackRock and the globalists want a dead world economy. They want a collapsed economy. It's called the Great Reset, so that they can pick our bones and dictate the terms of our surrender. Okay? So this is as serious as life and death. So get back into why it's so serious. And then all those things tying into Israel, the NDAA, how it ties together, and what you think the American people should do, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, it's not just the defense authorization. There's also an intel part of that, which merges the CIA and the Mossad.
There's a Senate bill. There's a Senate bill does that. Yeah, that's Tom Cotton's.
Yeah, Lutnick lived next door to Epstein. I mean, it's like Get Smart TV show. You know, you've got secret doors, like five stories, they share a wall. Lutnick and so what the FBI has of the Epstein files is probably nothing compared to what the Mossad vacuumed out of there over the years, that they still have on Trump or Trump's associates. And he doesn't, you know, that he doesn't want to blow them all up. But that's what can we do about that? But we are right now in a situation where Trump did have an off ramp. The MOU was his chance. And he, on June 17th, he signed the MOU. He said in several different interviews, he didn't want to be Herbert Hoover. You can debate whether Herbert Hoover caused, or, you know, the Great Depression or FDR prolonged it. But in history, what do they say? You know, when fact goes up against the legend, print the legend. The legend is that Herbert Hoover caused the Great Depression. And Trump has said several times, the one president I don't want to be was Herbert Hoover. So he seemed to be having a clear period there when he signed the MOU. I think that Robert Barnes has the best take on the disintegration of Donald Trump's mind, the way that it's he contradicts himself in the same paragraphs as you've pointed out. You know, he'll wake up in the night. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and go 180 to what he said during the day. So whoever is around him, it's almost like he needs to be given the Biden treatment. You know, Biden was, I think, less dangerous because he didn't know what he was saying, but the shadow government around Biden that using the auto pen could at least keep our country out of wars.
And by the way, that's a key point. That's why none of the other presidents would ever do this, because the Pentagon explained what you and I explained, which is a fact. And I want to just back up what you're saying. Trump already could be easily influenced the first term. That's why they had headlines. Our job's keeping away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. Now you see reporters can tell him about something that's true. He'll instantly go fire the people and do something back when he was doing more of that. That shows the good Trump. The problem is he's so compulsive and he thinks that's his superpower. And sometimes it's great. He literally, it is the last person that is happy and tells him something and just tells him he's great. And once the man, twice the child, he's getting more. I've known family that was, you know, really nice, conservative, very classy. And they got a little maniacal once they got dementia. But if you also kiss their ass and told them whatever you wanted, like, I'm not going to the hospital. And like, we're going to go see ponies and go, you know, see the movies and get candy. And they're like, let's go. I mean, because the brain's
gone. It's like taking your dog to the vet. But that's the unfortunate situation we're in. And he had the off ramp. He could have, as you've said, after the MOU, just relax, pull the Navy back, say, declare victory. You know, most people have such a shallow understanding of this. Fox News will read the party line regardless. So if he declared victory after the MOU and pulled the Navy out, we'd be at least having a chance of recovering from the damage. But the problem is now he's escalating. He's either gearing up for some kind of a land incursion at one of the points inside or outside of the Persian Gulf, which is insane because our Navy won't even go into the Strait of Hormuz. People talk about this southern channel as if the Navy is escorting ships through. The Navy's not getting anywhere near the Strait of Hormuz, which I call a real chickload tankers. Hey, why don't you take this route? Now, our warships will be a few hundred miles over here out of missile range, but why don't you take it? We'll have Apache helicopters and F-16s to protect you. Well, that didn't work last week. You know, they fired actual anti-ship missiles at some of these ships, and that's the end of their route, the southern route. So we don't send Navy ships into the Strait of Hormuz. And you still...
Spend a little time, because we know there's 10,000 Army Rangers in Israel, 5,000 Marines on amphibious ships. They've talked about sending them into Kurg Island at first and then fully. You're an expert on this.
Can you put up number five? That's the yellow.
But explain what it would really take, and then they just resupply even if we took it. And we had the Iran-Iraq war. You gave them tens of billions of dollars, killed millions of people, and they didn't give up. This to me, would make Vietnam look like a cakewalk. Can you explain what would happen if we did a ground invasion?
Yeah, and just stick up that number five, the yellow Persian Gulf map. But the you know, South Vietnam is only one-tenth as big as Iran. In South Vietnam, we own the ports. We could just drive ships into port, unload tanks, unload. We had 5,000 combat aircraft and 500,000 troops in South Vietnam, which is only one-tenth as big as Iran. So when you see people like Kellogg who are the other ones? General Keane, ex-spook Jim Hansen on Fox News, talking about taking Karg Island. I think they're out of their minds because it's 600 kilometers. It's 400 miles past the Strait of Hormuz where our best destroyers won't go, right? They just tell the tankers to try to sneak out, but our ships don't go there. I think our admirals are saving us from this disaster by refusing to send ships in where they know they'll be sunk.
Well, that's right. But Trump has ordered them in, and then they have arguments with him and even kicked him out of the Situation Room. That was confirmed 2 months ago because he finally, about a month ago, I should find this and play it again. I don't know if you saw it, Matt. He goes, yeah, we got to end this now. They can keep the strait closed. They've got so many rockets and missiles and cannons, he called it, not knowing it's artillery. Now they've explained that is all decades of those things, and all they got to do is have artillery or missiles pop up. They fire it. The operators run away. Even if we find it and blow it up, they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of these up and down that damn coast. And all they got to do is
They've been planning this for decades. And on the other hand, our installations in the Gulf region are basically containers sitting on parking lots. And now the Russians, remember, this is becoming one global war. So the Russians are now providing satellite and other imagery, electronic and satellite imagery, so that as soon as a C-17 Globemaster lands in Kuwait and unrolls the latest ATACMS, the Iranians know it in real time. They hit the ATACMS installation on the Kuwait-Iraq border before they were even set up. And it's debatable whether any Americans were hurt there. But as opposed to on the other side, the Iranians are dug into hundreds of kilometers of caves and cliffs. It's dug in. And like you said, it's like a mouse, a spider hole. They can fire one missile out of one cave, and it doesn't matter if they hit that empty cave, if we hit that empty cave. You know, comparing this to Vietnam, we could fly it well over South Vietnam. We had B-52s dropping iron bombs. You've seen the pictures, just a flood of bombs.
Operation Linebacker.
Yeah, and the Ho Chi Minh Trail the whole time, flying up and down the border in Cambodia and Laos, just dropping more tons of bombs than we dropped in World War II.
Yeah, let's quantify. 7.6 million large bombs, not counting below 500-pound, you can ask ChatGPT, we did. We've dropped about 40,000 bombs, counting Israel. 40,000 versus 7.6 million. And Trump keeps saying, we blew up a lot of stuff. And that's what the Pentagon does. They show him a 2-minute reel of them blowing stuff up. And he goes, ooh, we're winning. We blew them up as if that, I mean, Hitler bombed London and they went from 95% against the war to 99% for the war. What is Trump
exactly
thinking? What is he thinking?
And I'm convinced that a big part of the problem is people have no sense of scale or history. You know, you've seen all these videos, Mark Dice and others, where people don't know who fought in the Revolutionary War. They can't tell you what century the Civil War happened in. You know, so
Dice a dollar for a $3,000 pure gold coin. They don't even know it's heavy. He gives it to them. They don't know what gold is.
They'd rather have a candy bar.
Yeah.
It's like, we take the Krugerrand or a candy bar, they take the candy bar. So if you went into the middle of the Congo or the middle of the Bolivian rainforest and you asked natives, what's bigger, Texas or Rhode Island? They'd have no idea what you're talking about. You know, you could show a picture on the screen of Texas and Rhode Island shown in the same scale, and they would have no idea which one was really bigger. That's how most Americans don't understand. Iran is 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. It's bigger than
Do you remember when Tucker asked Ted Cruz, okay, you say we can win a war. How big is Iran? I don't know. How many people? I don't know. Well, it's 93 million. And he goes, Tucker, I don't need to know all that. Well, yeah, you do, you dumb bastard.
It's much more mountainous than Colorado. You know, Colorado's elevation difference from high plains to the highest mountain is only like 10,000 feet. Iran has 18,000-foot mountains from sea level.
Let me use it this way. Let me do it this way. I want to play a trailer. In the movie Red Dawn, written by the great Millis, that's based on an actual real communist plan to use Latin America to invade us, and Rex 84 was a counter to it, we stop them at the Rockies when the Russians invade out of South America and Central America and Mexico. Why do we stop them? Because that's the natural line, and that's where we've got defenses. Well, Iran has it all the way around it, boys and girls, and is an armed camp. So if Ted Cruz can't understand that, maybe you understand a movie. Let's play The Guns of Navarone, which is a fiction story, but based on real stories about some of the gun emplacements in the Mediterranean that British and other commandos had to go in and take out. So imagine that the Iranians have thousands of guns of Navarone of different sizes all up and down their coast. And yeah, Trump wants to go take Kirk Island.
Or today, missiles of Navarone.
Yes, the missiles. I just use artillery because that's super cheap. I mean, the Iranians, I'm sure you've seen this, have said, you think the North Koreans have 100,000 pieces of artillery on the DMZ, which they can level Seoul with. The Iranians also have the artillery, the short-range missiles, all that stuff. So what I'm saying is yeah, you're right. And they've got the Chinese anti-ship missiles that can evade everything. But that's for our ships. That's why our ships won't get close. Why are they even wasting those, Matt, on tankers they could use artillery on? I'll ask you that question, but here's the trailer for Guns of Navarone for Senator Cruz. Here it is.
Carl Foreman's The Guns of Navarone. The greatest high adventure of our time. With a cast as exciting as the story it tells. Gregory Peck. David Niven. Anthony Quinn. Stanley Baker. Anthony Quayle. James Darren. Irene Pappas, Gia Scala, Alistair MacLean's best-selling novel, Live to the Hilt on the Islands of the Aegean Sea.
This is Gregory Peck speaking. I'd like to tell you something about The Guns of Navarone, because it's the most unusual film in which I've ever appeared. I play the role of Mallory, the man whose job it is to lead six expert cutthroats and saboteurs on a desperate and impossible mission.
Watch out!
All right, let's stop there and then skip to the end. I said pull the trailer. It's the wrong trailer. They got a shorter trailer that just shows the guns and the battle scenes. But the point is it shows these German guns they're rolling out that are blocking a whole area of the Mediterranean. And just so people understand what that means, you're right, the missiles of Navarone is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and it's not just one cliff along the beach like you had in the cliffs of Dover. And then it's just the fields of Norfolk, England behind that, right? Or that part of East Anglia. It's cliffs, then more cliffs, then more cliffs. So you start at the beach and you've got like Arizona mountains, you know, these sharp angular canyon mountains, and they just get tougher and tougher and tougher up to 18,000 feet right from the beach.
You've done your homework. So, their biggest mountain's 18,000 feet tall.
It would take millions of troops to conquer Iran. I mean, without, you know, just dropping 100 nuclear bombs on it, it would take millions of troops. And after that, you'd have to occupy it forever because they're never going to surrender and say, you're right, we'll become Christians and act like you. Never. You know, if you conquered it in a decade with millions of troops suffering hundreds of thousands of casualties, then you'd have to occupy it forever.
Well, Matt,
it's
remember
a complete fool's errand.
Remember what happened a month and a half ago? They sent those C-130s into that airbase to dig up uranium, use the cover story of a pilot, and there was countless videos of the local sheep herders and farmers with heavy machine guns the government's given them shooting at helicopters and hitting them. So they tell us they all hate us. That's not true.
I mean,
they say they all love us. That's not true. They hate us.
Switzerland, another mountain country with a fortress mentality, used to, you know, allegedly all their bridges were prepared to put explosives in to sabotage. In every valley in Switzerland, they had hidden artillery guns, like in haystacks and barns. And the local farmers, their job was like that artillery piece. If the enemy comes, we don't have to call up the guard. It's the local farmers. They train on that gun, hidden in a barn.
Well, let me tell you, it's so true. Imagine, I not only read about it in their cantons, Rob Dube spent one winter as an exchange student in college where he got paid to work up on a mountain and, you know, live there at the ski resort. And when they would go up and do stuff and work on things, they would open up these big giant iron doors that were like hidden and go in, and there'd be like artillery and rocket launchers and machine guns and ammunition. And then they'd get out some of the whiskey that the, you know, the manager had and drink some of it before they went back down for the day. And that's what they told them. And I've actually seen documentaries about it, is every Swiss house has to have hidden guns. The government tries to come and find them every few years. That's a drill. They're all ready. They've got the bridges all mined and ready. And again, they're surrounded by mountains. The exact same thing, exactly as you're saying.
Another country that has mountains coming from the sea is Norway. And their fjords in some ways are analogous to protecting the Strait of Hormuz. That, you know, if you went up into the major fjords of Norway, you'd be taking crossfire from artillery. And they even have torpedo rooms underwater in Norway where the torpedoes would launch underwater, and the local militia has like the access to the torpedo room to fire them in case Soviet submarines were coming into their fjord. The only thing that they were worried about was having a radioactive leak if they sank a submarine right in their fjord. But they were prepared to do it. You know, they had they would take the turret off old tanks, put them up in the mountains of Norway, and the local farmers, that was like their gun position. You know,
and that goes back to the Dutch did that too for pirates, and they never got invaded. They had the Dutch night guard. In all the little Dutch sea towns, similar stuff, which shows the militia is not just an American thing.
Right. And in the Norwegian example, when the Germans invaded, they did kind of a Trojan horse or speed invasion where they rolled into towns like Narvik with destroyers loaded with extra German troops, just stormed up to the dock, took over the armories. They found the mayor, the radio station. So the Norwegians learned from that. If we ever do this, we have to distribute and disperse the stuff so that they can't just do a knockout blow by taking the main armory. You know,
and that's what the Iranians have done, is decentralize their military.
They've learned. They're smart learners. And now they're way ahead of the curve because all of their stuff is dug into caves and under mountains. Whereas we have to fly in the C-17 and unload some containers and put it on a parking lot and hope that it doesn't get hit. You know, this is very significant. If you're, you know, it doesn't take much of a charge. I saw the Shahed drones coming down one after another.
Well, Matt, stay there. I've got Patrick Byrne coming up. He just got defaulted by Hunter Biden and the courts, just like I did, and just like Mike Lindell. The judge just finds you guilty. That's coming up. You got a lot of the breaking news. But I want to do a little bit more time with you because I want to get into Israel, the NDAA. Trump, is he really fighting with Israel? Looks like he's starting to wake up, because I got behind-the-scenes stuff that's happening. I mean, Tucker, back when we talked to him every day, said he absolutely hates Netanyahu. Well, then why is he on a short leash to him? Matt Bracken, what's your X account? People want to check out all the amazing posts.
It's Matt_Bracken48, and I also have a Substack under my own name.
That's right. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us.
For example, on InfoWars, one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and it'll turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you notice at the end of that video, he advertises water filters.
Now, you remember for decades I exposed how bad the water supply was, and they'd have David Hogg make fun of me and say it was a scam, and so what if the frogs are gay from the chemicals or trans or become hermaphroditic? Well, that's because their populations collapse and they go extinct, dummy.
He advertises water filters. Interesting.
It's the same thing with humans. Our fertility is being crushed. Our cancer rates are off the charts, and it's because of all the garbage in the food, all the garbage in the water, everything that's happening in our environment, and water is what 70% or more of our bodies are made of. It is so important to do this. It is a no-brainer. Go look at our third-party studies. Go look at our third-party testing, and then go out and try to find a comparable system for less money. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So take your destiny in your hands. Don't let the globalists bomb you with these hundreds and hundreds, in some areas, thousands of chemicals. Don't let them bomb your children with it. Take action. Fund our information warfare operation against the globalists. Get healthier. Win-win. That is what it's all about. But you've got to take action. You've got to take control of your life. I am so proud of this bad boy. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead System. That's the housing. Just screws on in seconds. No plumbers. Beautiful box. Absolute high quality and a happy little straight frog that you look up at every morning, reminding you that you're not poisoning yourself, your wife, your husband, your children. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Pretty sped up when we're on air together, as we both know what we're talking about. It's just so crazy to watch this. A little bit of time we have left. What's the off-ramp to this? What does the public do to put pressure on Trump? It's having some effect. But how deep is it? The NDAA, they're still going to try to pass this Israeli takeover of our military and intelligence. And we have the Senate intelligence bill that does similar things. But it did get voted down 60 to 46 yesterday over this issue and others. So we need to keep the pressure on. What is your view on that situation and the Israel lobby openly coming in with $1.3 billion buying off influencers and talk show hosts? I mean, to me, this is totally legal foreign interference, and the public's pretty pissed off about it. Where do you see this going, Matt Bragan?
Yeah, you know, this merger with Israel and then what you were mentioning before the break with Patrick Byrne and the summary judgment, these things are so un-American. What a farce of a Democratic republic, or whatever you want to call our constitutional republic. It's a total farce when they're going to merge us with a pariah state, a genocidal pariah state, merge our intel and Pentagon, which means that, you know, the little master blaster evil dwarf will really be running the Pentagon and the CIA officially instead of informally. And when a judge can just say, no jury, no trial, you're guilty, I don't recognize this country. So I'm pretty blackpilled about, you know, how do we pull out of this? It's like, you know, we're in an airplane, the engines are on fire, losing altitude, mountains ahead. I don't have like a great prescription other than maybe you better have your own parachute. You know, and just kind of on that line, I got my blue cup here today. The reason that I have my blue cup is it's the only thing that doesn't get stained by the methylene blue. So if you don't support the program, the program goes away. This is self-funding. Just wanted to say that in a little bit of time we have left. But, you know, continuing to educate people, I've given up. You know, if Trump is watching Fox News all day and, you know, basically getting his ego stroked, I guess we have to hope that J.D. Vance or somebody with some sense has more FaceTime with him. I don't know what else we can do. And I hope that the admirals and generals refuse to give order to pass down orders to say do something insane like invade.
Gut level, how long do you think this Iran war goes? I mean, I think Iran, until we give them what they want, has the cards and isn't going to stop.
Well, and it kind of reflecting off of the Mike Adams piece, if it took 50 or 60 years to build all this petrochemical and transportation infrastructure, that's huge multinational corporations from around the world. Decades and decades to build this. You blow up half of it in a couple months. You don't fix it in a couple months. If it took 50 years to build and you destroy half of it, that's going to maybe, you know, maybe we go into a plunge into a Great Depression and there are no companies coming to fix anything. You know, the problem can become so intertwined that it's not like building these things during peacetime over decades when you can just bring in ships, everything's cool.
And let me back up what you're saying. The plot of the Road Warrior book that it's based on is a long global war just breaks down society and then the oil and gas infrastructure breaks down and society collapses. But in the real world, you know, the globalists wanted a reset. They wanted to get us off the oil economy. So Russia's not exporting now diesel and a bunch of stuff. And people understand, we'll just up it. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes years, as you said. So that's going right. to hit us all.
People talk about, well, they'll build another pipeline. I have to go back to we're in a knife fight in a cave. And, you know, I don't know how many cubic inches of air is in your scuba bottle. And you don't know how much is in my scuba bottle. But we can't stay in that cave knife fighting forever, folks. You know, the tanks are running out. And people say, well, we'll build more pipelines. That's like the guys in the cave knife fighting saying, maybe somebody will send me a new air tank. Yeah, well, maybe they won't. And meantime, you're running out of air. This is not Vietnam. We don't have years to spend.
And meanwhile, BlackRock loves it. This is all part of a larger plan. Matt Bracken, incredible
job. Population. They think they're going to fly away to Patagonia and New Zealand on their...
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to thealicejonesstore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Months ago, Reuters had the headline, you can pull it up, federal judge finds Mike Lindell liable in Smartmatic voting machine case, and the judge said in his ruling, you never showed any proof that these machines can be accessed by the internet, but the judge never let him put on a case. He never got in front of a jury. Now, everybody knows they've got wireless phones in them. Everybody knows they plug into the internet. He'd proven that Smartmatic was, during the elections, jumping in and out of them. So was the other companies, sending in even technicians. It'd be like a judge saying, well, you say the sky's blue, but we're not going to let you go outside to show that's the fact. I say it's not. A federal judge in Minnesota has ruled that MyPillow, let's put it back up there, MyPillow, put that headline back up. I want to read that to people. That's important. A federal judge in Minnesota has ruled that MyPillow founder Mike Lindell defamed election technology company Smartmatic by falsely claiming his voting machines helped rig the 2020 presidential election. The judge said in the ruling, I read it on air last year, you never proved these machines could even be accessed when the damn things are basically laptops. Now, and you've all the famous cases of Congress, all the Democrats talking about it for decades. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, why do I raise that before we go to Patrick Byrne? I was found civilly liable in Texas and Connecticut for lack of discovery and then defaulted. And they had trials on the damages where I could not defend myself. And they would put up financial experts and never looked at my books and said he has $380 million in the bank. I've never had $10 million in the bank. Never made $380 million gross. I probably sold $50 million worth of water filters and make 30% on them over the years. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the level of this, okay? That's the level. I mean, I drive a Ford truck. I mean, I've had a war chest before built up, and I spent it on stuff. But I mean, I've never was this. But they said I had all these money. I made it off them. They could say I peed on graves. No one peed on graves, and I couldn't respond back. And so we're getting used to this now. They did this to Trump some too, where the judges would find him guilty. And now it's happened to Patrick Byrne. Hunter Biden sued him, and a judge, overhead shot, USA Today, Hunter Biden wins $1.7 million from former Overstock CEO in defamation case. A judge has awarded. No jury, no nothing. Hunter Biden. And he goes on to say, I say it's not true what you said, and I say you did it to hurt Hunter Biden. But what did he say about Hunter Biden? And I'll say this. Left threatens me all day long when I do anything. They say, you better watch it or you get sued. I got $1.5 billion fake judgment that's not as chargeable. So, I mean, it's like saying, you've already been shot with 500 bullets. We're going to shoot you with 10 more. I'm like, okay. So the lawsuit filed by Biden centered on claims Byrne made interviews and online that Biden had sought $800 million bribe from Iran while his father, former President Joe Biden, was in office. And then you got all that stuff with him on his laptop and all the rest of it. Just recordings he made. The head of Chinese intelligence. He's worth billions. I haven't talked to him in months. I don't know where he is. It's like the idea here. The lawsuit filed by Biden centered on that. Biden denied the allegations, accusing Byrne of knowingly spreading false information designed to damage his reputation. The case has been scheduled for jury trial, but Wilson entered a default judgment. Look at this. But Wilson entered a default judgment after Byrne prepared to appear, and the judge said he repeatedly disobeyed court orders and delayed proceedings. Now, we're going to find out if that's true, but I'm going to briefly just and go to him, and I'll shut up. But I've lived this, so I can speak to it as a firsthand person. I got the car tire marks on me being run over by this. I was defaulted for not giving them Google Analytics on advertising sales on Sandy Hook. Never sold a Sandy Hook product. Our advertisements have nothing to do with what I'm covering. Topic-wise, you know, at the end of the show, I'll say, here's our collectible silver coins, here's our water filtration system, here's our new line of T-shirts. It's all very clear. Here's the ad or a sponsor. Oh, this sponsor, you know, has great zeolites, or this sponsor, you know, has online banking for you and it won't cancel you in your merchant account. It's like cut and dry. It has nothing to do with the topic. It's like, and now we're going to break. So, you know, win a new Corvette, whatever. I mean, or whatever local ad you're hearing. So I was defaulted for that. And then in the deposition, we learned that Hillary Clinton, when we were deposing the heads of these Democrat anti-gun charities, that Hillary Clinton was involved and at these meetings with them. And so my lawyer said, this is political. I'm going to try to depose her. The judge said, you're not allowed to do that. That was strike two. And then what was the other? What was strike three? It was something totally retarded. But the point was, it'll pop my head in a minute. The point is, none of it was substantive. None of it was not giving them what they wanted. They had no case. They got our emails, our records, all of it. And they just sat there and said that I'd done these terrible things and then defaulted me, all in coordination. So I'm sued like 3-4 years before, but they coordinated them all before the midterms perfectly in 2022 in August and September to have the two show trials on national TV back to back and on every channel. So in a minute, it'll pop in my head with what the third strike was, but I'm going to shut up now and go to Patrick Byrne and his lawyer. Patrick Byrne is at Patrick Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E on X, enemy within docuseries.com. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. Most of you know about the big multi-billion dollar companies he's running, all the rest of it. And he wants to get a Hunter Biden lawsuit, election rigging coming up in a few months. Trump's big speech Thursday night. Of what foreign power is it that he says he has proof? I'm guessing it's Venezuela and China. That's what Patrick Byrne's expertise has been, working for U.S. intelligence, but that's been declassified partially. He doesn't want to get into it. And Stephanie Lambert is a lawyer from Detroit, and she's his lawyer on this, stephanielambert.com, on litigation, constitutional law, criminal defense, and civil rights cases. Stephanie Lambert's here. So that's my introduction to this. But the fun part about being defaulted is I got to have the trial on damages, where then they could say whatever they wanted. And that was a lot of fun, not being able to respond. The judges both read me the same list of 20 things I couldn't say. Couldn't say I was bankrupt. Couldn't say I was innocent. Couldn't ask certain questions. So there's the table set. Thanks for holding while I was going over that. Patrick, you can take it first, or Stephanie can come in, because I know usually when somebody has their lawyer there, it's obviously for a reason, to make sure you dot I's and cross T's. So you guys can kind of be the conductors here now.
Okay, well, first, Alex, thanks for having us on. Let me remind you that third thing you were searching for, they claimed that they wanted your spreadsheets where you had to analyze as a business proposition if you covered Sandy Hook one way versus another, what it was worth to you. I was once with some law professors who were talking about your case, and they were chortling about it. And I said, look, I know Alex Jones. I promise you there is no PowerPoint. There is no spreadsheet where he analyzed it like you imagine he did. Is that, was I fair in guessing that, Alex?
Yeah. Exactly. I'd forgotten that. It was a ledger. So the court ordered us to create ledgers of accounting we didn't have. And then they found like some 10-year-old accounting or something where another accountant had made their own ledgers on something totally different. It had nothing to do with Sandy Hook. So they go, look, this was called a spreadsheet. Exactly. It was all just total crap.
And because you wouldn't turn it over because it didn't exist, they said, aha, the judge says, I find that Alex is hiding it. And you, the jury, I'm giving a default judgment because he's hiding it. We're just going to go to, damages.
Patrick, I'm impressed that you know more about my case than I do. You're right. I remember that now.
I brought Stephanie, who is the most important election lawyer in America. She's the field marshal over all my election legal activities, not my illegal activities. Stephanie, why don't you say what you want to say about this Hunter Biden case?
Well, first, Alex, I did not follow your case closely, but I do recall seeing an undercover video, I think, of a CIA agent, where the agent was disclosing, you know, that they targeted you, and they were behind the lawsuit against you. And,
he'd been FBI and was then currently CIA. And then we also, have deposed all the people. Now, the head of the FBI in Connecticut created the lawsuits, ran it, and the DOJ funded it to the tune of millions and millions of dollars, and they directly paid for the lawsuits, against me.
Right. And I remember the key question, are you going to continue targeting Alex? And I believe the answer was something like, no, he's broke now. There's no point.
He said, chopped his legs off. He's bankrupt. Yeah.
Right. So transitioning to Patrick's case, it's my opinion that Hunter Biden sued Patrick, not because Patrick lied, because his dad was president and he wanted to gain access through the litigation to the evidence that Patrick was referring to, the recordings, and find out which agents within the government were handling the case to then do something about it, which they did. Remember, Trump was elected November of 24, and December of 24, there was a signed pardon from Daddy to Hunter covering all acts that are addressed in this lawsuit by Patrick. And Patrick turned evidence in and has maintained all along that he gave this evidence to the government. There was a witness to it, a former agent, John Moynihan. Moynihan gave an affidavit in this case that the evidence had been turned, provided to the government. And what was really bizarre, because this case was pending during Biden's presidency, the agent was asked, do you recall receiving this evidence from Patrick? And now the evidence was recordings pertaining to nukes in Iran and the president's son or vice president's son, depending on the timing. And that's significant, right? So police officers, agents, they do routine matters over and over again, drunk drivings, drug cases, over and over. And it would be difficult to recall a detail, but this agent testified for purposes of this case that he couldn't recall if Patrick had given him this evidence. And that just shows you that something really funny was going on during the Biden administration with evidence while this case was pending.
Stephanie, explain if you would. The oddity about we're supposed to have been able to cross-examine the agent, and both the DOJ got in the way. Biden had a DOJ attorney cover take this. Explain what happened about that, how we could not cross-examine.
Well, Patrick wanted to call the agent at trial to testify. We met in a car in D.C. I gave you evidence. He wanted to be able to cross-examine him in front of a jury, but instead the DOJ objected and said, we'll allow him to be deposed. Patrick, through Michael Murphy, his attorney, submitted questions, and those questions were modified and, in fact, given to the agent with misleading statements as to how Patrick testified during his deposition to confuse the agent. But the key question that I can't get out of my mind was that the agent can't recall if he was given recordings to put on evidence tag. And that's just not believable.
He can recall that he heard it. He can recall that he heard it. He just doesn't remember if he received it. That's because we know what really happened is it was taken to Christopher Wray. And I've heard two different versions. Christopher Wray nuked it himself in the FBI lab on orders of Garland. The other is that he told the agent to destroy it. I've got two different FBI.
And just like they nuked even saying the Hunter Biden laptop itself was real. But I don't want you guys to get into the details of this. But first, we'll also talk about where you're going next after that. But you're the lawyer, but just explain this to me. I mean, I've been through it, but you'll know more than I do. But the way it's been described is, back when I got defaulted, normally that's like if somebody doesn't even show up to court, which he claimed you did, which we know you did show up, or you leave the country, or you get caught paying off a judge in the parking lot. We gave them the most extreme discovery ever. It was so wide. They knew they had no case. They weren't about to put it in front of a jury when we would be able to prove that that they altered transcripts and would put stuff in the news and then quote it. Where I actually said Sandy Hook happened, but this person's saying this, that they would then say that I said that. I mean, we're talking fraud, and now I've got other law firms involved or counter-suing them, due process being violated, process violations. I mean, really a conspiracy. We haven't. We've been deposing them. You don't see it in the news because it's so damning. That's why they're panicking. But back when I got defaulted, people didn't believe it. They're like, well, you're having a trial. That's a show trial. They did this to Trump some. They've done it to Patrick. They just did it to Mike Lindell, where the judge finds you civilly liable and doesn't let you have a jury trial.
Well, it appears that there's an effort to suppress the evidence. And so Patrick was ready for trial. Patrick had jury consultants present. His lawyers were present. But bizarre things began happening. And so Patrick was advised by his attorney that he fired not to show up to trial. He had some new strategy days just before the trial that he wanted to use, and he told Patrick, don't come to trial. And Patrick wanted to testify. Patrick had witnesses. Patrick flew in John Moynihan, the former agent. Patrick was ready to go. And the associate attorney for the law firm, showed up with a Free Palestine large pin on her lapel. The strategy was changing. Really bizarre things were happening. Patrick was absolutely ready to go. Hunter objected to my appearance on the case. I've been weaponized against. I know way too much about the evidence, and they did not want me to try this case. I said as soon as the case was called, I was ready to try it. He objected to me coming in on the case, and the other attorneys we had ready there said we were ready to try it with Stephanie. We can't try it without Stephanie. And at that point, Peter Ticton was then removed from the case. He had been admitted by the judge. He was wrapping up a different trial, ready to come to this court to participate in this trial. He had been admitted by other judges on this very bench.
Wow, so Patrick finds out it looks like they're sabotage. He brings in, Peter's already there. They won't let him have he wants. That's what happened to me. They would sanction or kick my lawyers. I wanted off. And well, so, exactly. And from what my lawyers told me, even if I hadn't shown up to trial, they would still have to put on a real trial, but they didn't even do that.
Yeah, right. Let me put a footnote on what Stephanie said. I was in 3 days before the trial. I was in upstate New Hampshire. We get a trial. We get a call from the lead attorney in LA, and LA is like a guild. You got to use their attorneys. And he's got this whole new strategy that says, Patrick, you stay back because they never asked you this, this, and this. They really can't win anything. I didn't like it. There was a long conversation, but eventually he, with all the lawyers, but he sort of imposed. So I said, okay, I'll hang back in New Hampshire. I can get there in a day and a half if I'm needed. But over the next 2 days, my other attorneys became convinced, as I had been sniffing out for about 9 months, this guy was throwing the case. And so on the morning of the trial, I fired him But I had four other attorneys there, two ready to be the junior attorneys. I had Stephanie, who opened up saying, "Judge, we're ready to go to trial today." And I had Peter Ticton coming in another day. So we couldn't.
So when the media says you didn't show up, that's not true. It would have been pretrial. You weren't even needed. You had all the lawyers, four lawyers, another coming in, and that wasn't good enough.
And a jury consultant. It was all the 2 days of voir dire, the talking to the jury, picking the jury. But I could have come in
But what your lawyer's saying is what my lawyer said. When they don't have a case or they're scared of the evidence, that's when they do the default. So defaults are being used. Yeah, go ahead.
They do not want these recordings ever being introduced into the public record. Go ahead, Stephanie. Keep going. I interrupted you.
Well, you forgot to mention that your witness was there as well, Mr. Moynihan. Patrick flew in a witness.
The FBI was a 20-year DEA agent, retired, sitting in the back seat, who I've been instructed by this group in the FBI to consider my handler. I'd met with them a few times previously that year. I got reached out from Iran, and I said, "I really don't want to go to Iran," but we turned it in, and they said, "No, we've checked with everybody. You go to Iran, come back, tell us what you have." I came back with three very important recordings. Well, and in that transaction, the DEA agent was sitting in the back, and he's come out and totally validated my whole story. And he flew all the way to LA just to testify. So they did everything. It's all this monkey business to keep any of this going forward. And I could have been there in another.
And by the way, the courts all know, and they know this is political. They know you've been instrumental stopping election fraud and helping overthrow the Venezuelan dictatorship. So this is all deep state countering you.
Correct.
And
go ahead, Stephanie.
It's just not believable, Alex, that an agent would be sitting in a car with Patrick and Patrick would play recordings related to this subject matter, nukes, Iran, Hunter Biden. The law firm that happened, the Sullivan law firm was mentioned on the recording. That's the law firm that came in to represent Hunter in this matter. It's not believable that that agent didn't take a next step to preserve that evidence and put it within a file in the government. It's just not believable. And so his testimony that he didn't recall if he obtained the evidence is just a big concern. And in fact, it should be investigated and maybe Hunter should get the opportunity post-pardon to testify before Congress or another government body.
But what's that tell us? He doesn't say Patrick's lying that he has recorded. He says, "I don't recall." That tells you everything you need to know.
It appears he's in a jam, right? He investigated it, probably wrote reports. He disappeared for a while. He was difficult to find. And then now he has to say, "I don't recall," because perhaps he followed an illegal order to destroy the evidence.
So what do you do next? Because, I mean, right here, the judge defaulted you. So what comes next?
We're appealing. Jonathan Turley wrote a beautiful article saying this is the most absurd case he's seen in 30 years and ripe for appeal.
People that don't know, he's a prestigious liberal lawyer.
Right. Go ahead, Steph.
Right. Well, the pardon, Alex, is critical because it's only effective and pertains to the dates listed. And I think you have a copy of it. So I think that the court made a great effort here to prevent any evidence from one being entered in a courtroom, a public courtroom in front of a jury. But two, it prevented Hunter from having to answer questions on the stand post-pardon. Where, again, the criminal culpability could be opened up.
So if he goes on the stand and answers questions about this and lies, his previous pardon doesn't count. So they are contorting themselves into pretzels to prevent that from ever happening. In fact, one of the odd things about my attorney, when he deposed Hunter, he refused to play those three tapes and say, "Hey, do you recognize the voice?" It was very, very odd. We stopped him numerous times. And stop me, Stephanie, if I'm going too far, but we stopped numerous times. I was in guitar saying, "Are you out of your mind? You got to play this." And he just kept asking questions about where'd you go to school and what's your favorite color and stuff for 8 hours, which made me start suspecting my own attorney. And then that led to 8 months, 9 months later, he shows up 2 days before the trial. He tells me, "Don't come. I've got this new strategy. They can't win."
No, I got it. And then your lawyer accidentally leaks your cell phone to him. Yeah, I know what it's like. So I want to go to break and come back and get into all the other subjects that this ties into. But you're going to appeal this. Obviously, they don't want this to come out. We'll talk about the options there. But just in general, am I right when I say, talking to your lawyer, I'm going to come back and ask her this, that this is a new thing to misuse the default? I'm seeing it all over the place against patriots. I don't see right-wingers using it on the left. I don't see right-wing judges acting like this. Is this the secret weapon of judicial tyranny? With our special guest straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. Be sure and follow us there. We'll be right back with Patrick Byrne. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're on standby today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
I never try anything. I just do it.
It's Alex Jones.
Want to try me?
Apologize for hyperventilating over my guest, but I don't feel sorry for myself what the CIA and FBI did. It's been partially classified that Obama put me under national security threat where they, and I've had FBI agents on that go over the codes and the stuff I don't understand, most of it blacked out. Trump administration sent me a DVD of this about a month in the administration that starting 2013, they did this whole national security operation against me that you do against foreign governments to frustrate me, to try to find criminal stuff, to mess up my operation, to debank me. And it was run out of the field office in Boston, which is the FBI's real muscle. And so if this can be done to me, it can be done to you. And they said at the time on CNN and MSNBC, they said, when we're done destroying Alex Jones and taking him off the air with these attacks, we're going to do it to Tucker Carlson and everybody else. And then you had the weaponization operation task force of Ed Martin, and I went up there and met with them. They called me, and they had six investigations going, smoking gun. We were giving them our depositions, all the stuff we got on them, and they were telling them, preserve your evidence, and then Todd Blanche came in and killed it, and Todd Blanche, and now he's the new attorney general operating as the interim. Trump wants him. Killed it all. And again, if that was somebody else that happened to, I'd be angry about it, folks, and I still didn't get mad at Trump. That was a year ago when that happened. I just said, well, we'll see. And I still try to support him overall, even though when I, criticize some of the things he does, like covering up the Epstein stuff, and I'm, called low IQ. No, it's hurt us, and it's very sad. President Trump needs to do something about this. We're going to have our guests on another 10 minutes or so and try to give them the floor to finish up all the big topics they've got. And then breaking at the end of the show, and I knew about this, obviously didn't say anything, but J.D. Vance was in town yesterday on the Joe Rogan podcast. And J.D. Vance has broken with Trump and contradicted him, saying, no, Epstein worked for U.S. intelligence. Yeah, he was in the Trilateral Commission. That's above U.S. intelligence. And Mossad. And that basically there was a cover-up. So J.D. Vance is making it clear that he is not going to go down with the ship on this. This is a big deal. We'll get to that. All right, Patrick and your lawyer, who's been gracious to be here, at Patrick Byrne on X, and Stephanie Lambert, stephanielambert.com. Let's cover other key points of this, what's coming next. And you had some other topics that tie into the election fraud and where all of this is going. And then you are at the center of this. You can give us a prelude. What foreign government or governments is he about to implicate in the big speech tomorrow night about foreign election interference? Patrick Byrne.
Well, that was a lot of questions. The answer to the first question is I know that Epstein worked for U.S. intelligence under Mossad because they offered to make me Epstein 2.0. That's a story for another day. I believe Trump will implicate China and Iran in our election stuff. But let's go to the exhibits. We sent Daria, and we gave them an order. Daria, could you put up that first?
Yeah, you sent me a bunch. You sent me a bunch of documents about and testimony and election fraud and.
Okay.
I mean, which one you want to go to
Stephanie,
first?
Stephanie, why don't you lead first?
I'm happy to, Patrick. I did lose video here, so I can't see you all or what's on your screen. But I think, Patrick, you wanted to talk about the Venezuelan piece and how the resumes and LinkedIn profiles, not speculation or something we need an expert to tell us about. The very people that worked for Smartmatic in Venezuela then worked for Smartmatic Sequoia. Smartmatic was the parent, and then Dominion acquired Sequoia in 2009. Well, there was a large team that transferred over to Dominion and worked to implement and transfer everything from Sequoia to Dominion. So this isn't speculation. It's in the resumes from people like Frederico Arnau, A-R-N-A-O. His resume describes how he went to Dominion from Smartmatic Sequoia. He's one of the original Venezuelans. We have Ronald Morales.
Right,
there's a number of the original Smartmatic. Heider Garcia. This isn't something to speculate about. It's clear. It's in the resumes and in the documentation.
Okay, let's start at the bottom, work up. There's Hydra Garcia. You go up his resume, it's back from Smartmatic up through Tarrant County. There's Smartmatic, then he goes to Placer County in California. Then if you keep going up, he goes to Tarrant County. Then he goes to the EAC, and then he's now running elections in Dallas County, this Smartmatic Venezuelan guy. So what the CIA is trying to get Trump to say is, well, maybe this Venezuelan technology is polluted and they stole their own elections, but it never got onto U.S. shores. Well, here's all these resumes from a guy. Here's a beautiful thing. Yeah, that thing with the blue in it that you just showed, Alex. Yeah, the second document that you were just showing. This is Coomer being asked in Georgia. Now, 19 people got indicted because of this paragraph. 19 people, including you're my favorite president, got indicted because the grand jury, one of the jurors asked, I'm going to ask you, did you rig the campaign? And he says, no, and I wouldn't have been able to. I don't have the access. I didn't have the ability to any of these vulnerabilities. And it's not me. I mean, counting said, we do not run elections, so I don't have the technical capability to be able to compromise the security and processes that are in place that would be needed to affect an election. He said that to the grand jury in Georgia, and on that basis, Trump and 18 others got indicted. Now, let's turn to, there are some other documents that Sheriff Darleaf has released. Why don't you put one of that show this, you know, the same guys talking about the VPNs and the virtual machines in the county election equipment. Those are some other things I sent Daria. So he's on the one hand is telling this to a grand jury, the other documentation, which are emails from inside Dominion, that Stephanie turned over to law enforcement and now they're out in the world. Rasmussen has put them up on Twitter today. Show they're getting the equipment out of China. They're beefing about, yeah, these things. I don't know if you can zoom in, but on the purple, on what's circled in purple. Anyway, what it says is they're waiting for the, and it's from their Belgrade. Okay, here's their Ronald Morales, a name you should know. We're able to establish VPN from the new virtual machine created to get into the EMS, the election management system. That's the county level system. So they know that that's what they have. Meanwhile, Coomer is telling grand jury, no, we ship these things. They're airtight. They're gapped. Even we can't touch them. But actually, they know they can come in through VPNs and establish virtual machines. There's another one where they're talking about getting the machines out of China, And go to the last thing from Darleaf, the actual letter from Darleaf. It's a beautiful paragraph. Dominion failed to disclose to Congress that the motherboard is not only made in China, it's tested in China. And it goes on and on.
So here you are proving what you said a decade ago, is they make it in China illegal, ship it to Taiwan, then they ship them to Venezuela. But listen, you dropped the major bombshell. You've been at the center of this. You're saying, you know, from research or from your sources or you're guessing, tomorrow night is to implicate Iran and China, and I've seen China proven in this, and you've been to Iran a bunch. I mean, tell us the latest on this and this big address he's going to do.
Well, I'm not in touch with the president, but I'm in touch with people who are around him and advise him and such. The tension is they, the bad guys, the deep state, the agency, want him to, if he, you know, he can talk about the voter rolls. Because, you know, before you stuff the ballot box, you got to stuff the voter rolls. Because then when you submit a ballot, the system takes each ballot and has to identify one voter. This is okay. I scratch off this voter. So you got to be able to have live access to the voter rolls. And they're going to show that Iran and China had access on November 3rd to our voter rolls across the country. They had access to the information.
And by the way, we have Democrat federal judges trying to block states from having access to the voter rolls that by law are there to stop fraud. So the states can't get access, but communist China does.
Yeah, and they won't turn it over to the DOJ. They'll turn it over to any Mickey Mouse, George Soros NGO, but they're refusing to turn it over. There's like 20 states refusing to turn it over.
Yeah, Alex, I need to add, I think those documents that you just showed were the documents that I had given to law enforcement from the Dominion discovery files. Now, I was removed from Patrick's case for giving these documents to law enforcement, so I can't comment on those documents. And Patrick's not supposed to, Patrick. I actually have to ask you to
Stephanie
take
was
them
thrown in jail.
Down, right?
Oh, let her finish. Did you
documents
just...
under protective order, and I was removed for giving those to law enforcement.
Even though it's national security, Stephanie was thrown in jail by this Indian magistrate judge who worked for Kamala Harris's husband, and in 20, and whose client, I think we covered this. Her client was Maduro in Venezuela in 22.
I know, you're at the center of this. People need to know, you're not lightweight saying this, but you were talking over her, and I get we're all doing it. Stephanie, did I hear you say that we need to not show these documents?
Well, no, we can. Those documents were referred to Congress by the sheriff. The sheriff publicly put them out to Congress because he wanted accountability. He said these are national security issues. Now, remember, I can talk about the lawsuit file.
Did well, let me do this. Let me do this, guys. Let me do this. We got to do a part two because I thought I was having you on just about the lawsuit, the default, which is incredibly important. But Patrick, people that don't know, has done everything he says he's done. There's books, movies, all about it. And so he's been at the center of exposing this for decades and was the key to helping Mike Lindell and all the great work. Mike's totally vindicated. Now they're dropping the lawsuits against him. So good things are happening. We got to get you back up then in the next few days for an hour just on this, your predictions for the election, the integrity issues. Maybe Friday after Trump does his speech tomorrow, you guys should come in because we can't do this justice now. This is a big deal what you sent me when I'm reading this. This is smoking gun stuff, court records, powerful. So let's talk again soon and let's get that set up. I want to thank you both and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. No wonder they want that guy shut up, just like they want me shut up. And that's why when you back me and support me and spread the word, you're literally doing God's work, folks. And I'm not saying I'm an angel and deserve your support. The work we're doing deserves your support. I mean, I'm not taking on Lilliputians here. I mean, I'm doing man's work. My crew is doing hardcore warrior work. I mean, listen, I don't want you to sing my praises. I don't want you to kiss my ass. I don't want you to give me a kiss on the cheek. I want you to spread the word about what we do, and I want you to support us at thealexshieldstore.com because this dog wants to hunt. I want to beat these people. I'm seeing victory after victory after victory. We've gone from almost nobody being awake to 40% of the public or so being awake now. And it's a global awakening. So I get getting pissed. Stuff isn't moving quick enough. But let me tell you, I don't blow smoke at you. I remember 20 years ago saying we're screwed. We're way behind. We're not way behind, folks. We're in the fight head to head in a collision course right now. And it's going to be your energy and your will and you caring and you not being demoralized that is going to win the day. We roll over to these globalists, we're screwed. Now let me stop right now. Let's just stop. This is huge. J.D. Vance has been against the Iran war and advised Trump. He's gone over and tried to get the deals done. Trump and others have said if he fails, it's his fault. Rubio, the big neocon, who's the guy the establishment Republicans want and Israel wants, has been staying completely out of his job at the State Department while they hype him up and say how great he is all day. J.D. Vance went on Joe Rogan and was interviewed yesterday. It just dropped, and it's huge. He's come out and said Epstein essentially worked for U.S. intelligence. All right? And he was on the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller's stand-in, that's in the emails that just came out that Congress forced to be released. Imagine the other 50% they haven't released. They released 3.2 million emails, photos, and videos. Most of them were emails, but a couple hundred thousand photos and a couple thousand videos. And that stuff is just sex slaves, murdering kids, pedophilia, arms dealing, everything else. So here's J.D. Vance. The first clip we're going to play. He certainly had connections, about Epstein, to the highest levels of American intelligence. He clearly had connections to the highest levels of Israeli intelligence. All right? Think about that. That's J.D. Vance. When Trump says, anybody that talks about this is an idiot, you're low IQ, the whole thing's a hoax. And here's J.D. Vance on Joe Rogan saying he clearly had connections to U.S., Israeli, and he should have added MI6. It's all the same at the top. Now, I know we already all know this, and it's all over the emails. But Vance, I guarantee you, had to think about this long and hard, going on one of the biggest shows, and not the biggest in the world, saying that. Then Vance continued, Israeli-funded influencers and digital media campaigns aimed at undermining U.S. negotiations with Iran. Israel paying $1.3 billion to demonize, attack Tucker Carlson, myself, and others that said this war would be a failure, that said the Pentagon warned. The Pentagon leaked that the week before because they wanted to get Trump to listen. They said the Straits is going to get closed. They're not going to probably fall. Don't do this. And now we're in this disaster. So we got some good people at the Pentagon. We've got a good vice president. That's why there's all these whisper campaigns that he's really the evil one. And he's with Palantir and he's with all these people. Of course, he's powerful and a senator and knows all these groups. But J.D. Vance, out of all the people in there, other than RFK Jr., is all we've got left. And he legitimately is doing this. And now he just came out to separate himself 3 months from the midterms and 2 years from the new elections, the general election, doing this. This is absolutely massive. And then he goes on, we'll play these back to back. J.D. Vance just told Joe Rogan that Trump admin, quote, absolutely screwed up the communications on the Epstein files. Yeah, we've got them. It's terrible. Raping thousands of kids, thousands of videos, hundreds of kids. We're going to release it all. And then they don't release it. And then they say it doesn't exist. And then the Attorney General Bonney says, oh, I meant there was child porn on there. No, she said it's him and other men raping kids. And they caught her undercover video saying it, too. So you do all that. We want justice. You said you release it. Then you don't. You had Musk break with Trump a great deal, saying he's in there. Not anything with kids we've ever seen, but with Lutnick, with all these other people that Trump said it'll embarrass my friends, and he thinks hurt the stock market. So this is J.D. Vance really breaking with Trump. And just like I did, and just like Tucker did, and just like many others did, saying, hey, we overall like you, we fought for you, we know you're better than the Democrats, but this isn't a lesser of two evil stuff. We can't be with Howard Lutnick lying about going to the island and living next door to him, and all the rest of it, and all the business dealings, them being business partners and saying he only met him one time, and then admitting he's a liar, and all the rest of this. We can't be with Les Wexner and all this stuff. Because I mean, I never sold out to the Democrats when they were offering me $50 million a year to work for them before they sued me. And so I'm not going to tacitly halfway sell out by supporting what you're doing. All I've ever gotten is lawsuits and attacks supporting Trump. The Democrats attack me more now than ever, even though I broke with Trump. I didn't break with Trump to get curry with those demons. They're my arch enemies, mortal enemies. I'm doing it because I have morality. I'm not selling out by increment, saying you're the lesser of two evils. And I've been proven right about all this. So here are the incredible clips, back to back to back. J.D. Vance trying to keep his soul and breaking with Trump. We already played you the compilation earlier. In fact, we'll tag this on to the end again when I post this to X and Rumble. We're live right now. That little compilation of Trump saying you're an enemy, you're an idiot, you're bad, none of the Epstein stuff exists. Remember all that? And then before saying, yeah, it's real, let's release it. Then he finds out it embarrasses a bunch of his friends. He's like, oh, my God, don't release it. It's a hoax. Those emails aren't hoaxes. They haven't denied those are real. Here's the clips.
He clearly had connections to the highest levels of American intelligence. He clearly had connections to the highest levels of Israeli intelligence. In fact, one of the interesting things the Epstein saga reveals about, and I try to make this point, is one of the reasons why I'm always careful and I say there are some elements within the Israeli government who don't like our peace process, because there are a lot of elements within the Israeli government that actually do like our peace process. They recognize that this indefinite campaign is not good for them either. And the Epstein thing is interesting, because as much as I know, Prime Minister Netanyahu, not a particularly popular person in the United States of America right now, Epstein seemed to be connected to the elements of the Israeli deep state that were left of center. Like, I've always found that fascinating.
Ehud Barak.
He was super connected to the right of center of Israeli politics. America, he was connected across. But I definitely think you have seen this very discreet, extremely well-funded campaign to try to derail the negotiation and try to derail the deal. And, there's this Time article that came out yesterday. A friend sent it to me. It's like worth reading, because it lists a bunch of people who have quite literally been paid by a former Trump campaign person who was himself paid by certain elements within the Israeli government. And those people are attacking me viciously for quite literally trying to accomplish the negotiation objective that the president set for the country. So
what is their position? Like, are they attacking you how?
Oh, it's social media posts. It's, you know, they're leaking to reporters. They're attacking me obsessively, saying that we should not be negotiating with Iran. We should just keep the military campaign going indefinitely. And that is their explicit position. And coming after me saying that, you know, people have come after me and say that I'm influenced by Qatar, that I'm influenced by foreign governments, that, you know, I take my marching orders from Tucker Carlson. And they're trying to do is accomplish what the president of the United States told me to accomplish, which is a settlement of this that accomplishes our objectives. Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. We have the free flow of oil and gas. And like, I should be clear, I don't actually mind. I don't mind that let's say certain elements of the Israeli government want to criticize the deal or have disagreements about the deal. I don't even mind an effort to try to influence, you know, foreign governments try to influence the United States all the time. You know, Israel does it. Other countries do it. It's just sort of the nature of the beast. What bothers me is actually when Americans allow, meaning American leadership, allows that influence to affect their judgment and to affect what they are advocating for. That's what really bothers me. People are always going to try to influence the United States of America, whether they're allies.
Here's Vance saying American leadership is being influenced by Israel. They tried to hire Trump's speechwriter and head of social media with $20 million a year to put out Israeli lies, Likudnik lies. He went on Tucker 3 weeks ago. This is a big deal, folks. The NDAA, Israel trying to take over our military and intelligence. This is all huge. Absolutely huge. And there's more clips of this, more coming up. When I post this to X and Rumble right after the show, it's going up there. I'll add more in there and the context of Trump. This is so important. Be sure and share this. We're fighting for the heart and soul of our country. From China trying to run us to the Likudniks in Israel, it's not all the Israelis, just like he said. All their former Mossad, almost all their former generals are like, this is insane. Stop this. Stop. He's going to get you into a total war. He's going to go to jail. He wants to stay in power. Don't do it. People that just hate Israel outright don't even want to look at that. That's true, what Vance said. We need to be nice about that and try to give them support in the opposition. We need to end this war. We need to end the war with Russia right now. This is all spiraling. This is all escalating. This is out of control. It's killing the recovery. And please remember, I'm patient zero under attack by the deep state. With the CIA and the FBI system coming after me and Todd Blanche killing criminal investigations that Trump had with Ed Martin that Trump signed off on. He got Trump's permission for that. And then his own attorney general killed it when he was deputy attorney general. That's how serious this is. So spread the word about this show and about this report you just saw. And please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters, the highest rated, cutting out all the garbage. Right now, discount at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a whole bunch of summer apparel t-shirts, some of these designs I did, like the Betsy Ross flag, and it says Rebel Scum since 1776. We got a bunch of politically incorrect t-shirts as well. And it's all available at thealexjonesstore.com. Less 1984, more 1776. People want the muscle shirts, the wife beaters. We got them for you. So it's all available at thealexjonesstore.com. Make Orwell fiction again. That's my design. And again, most of these, I love that one. Rebel Scum since 1776. That I'm going to wear a lot. So it's all there. And I saw your request for wife beaters. He wants to beat wives. It's a joke, folks. Nice white t-shirt with the Betsy Ross flag on it. A lot of really cool stuff at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's funding this operation. Got shorts out now with the 1776. Very classy. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. Great ball caps as well. Thanks for all your support. We have the collectible coins about to sell out for the 250th anniversary. Thank you so much. Now, Harrison Smith takes over with the War Room Live right now.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.